following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
This is the voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7. Welcome to Trappers Warm-Up, a preview of tonight's Pier Trappers game. Now, let's go to the ballpark for Trappers Warm-Up.
And we are warm and up in Sioux Falls. My name is John Hunt. I am sitting in for Ryan Breeden for one more night. So you get my voice for one more night. Ryan will be back to take the helm when we face the, Souris Valley Saberdogs is who we have up next. When we face Souris Valley in Minot on Tuesday. Tomorrow is an off day for your Pier Trappers. Last night, Trappers, they fought hard, but they were not able to get the job done against that Souris Valley team. Three errors in the third inning led to their undoing, and they lost the game by the score of 6-1. The Saberdogs now 20-1. And in previous games today, here in Sioux Falls at the Duke Cannon Supply Company Stadium, it was the Saberdogs now 20-1, beating the Roosters by the score of 9-5. The Red River Pilots yesterday also played, and they beat the Roosters. So the Pilots are 1-1. The Trappers are 1-1. And let's see here. The Saberdogs are 2-0, or 3-0, I should say, in the series here in Sioux Falls. So it's good to be with you. It's, if you just look out the window and you're sitting in the press box where there's actually air conditioning, it looks like a nice day. It looks like a beautiful day. There's a breeze blowing in from center field. It's a pretty stiff breeze. However, in the previous game, we saw the first long balls of the entire weekend by the Roosters, as a matter of fact. And they didn't win the game, but they actually did hit a couple of long balls. So maybe that comes into play between some of the Pilots and your Trappers. It's not blowing directly in at the plate. It is blowing, I guess, right to left. So if you can get a ball up into the air in mid-left center field, you got a chance maybe to have it blow out before it gets to the foul pole. So just giving you an update of what's going on here. And, yes, it is definitely stinking hot here in Sioux Falls. Definitely some heat.
What's your name? Roosevelt, what town are you stationed in? I'm stationed in Poontang. Well, thank you, Roosevelt. What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hot as this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Fool, what is hot? That's what you get. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. If you listen, I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys at the Orange Row burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about. What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle. Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's a song.
So see, Robin Williams even knows how hot it is here in Sioux Falls. And Heather, back in the studio, actually gave me the real information on how hot it is. Right now in Sioux Falls, 96 degrees. The feel real temperature, 100 degrees. Winds are coming from the south at 21 miles an hour, 36% humidity. There's your official word on the weather here in Sioux Falls. And yeah, and you got to add 25 to 30 degrees when you're on that turf. The sunshine is covering the Trapper's dugout, or I'm sorry, the shade is starting to follow the area by the Trapper's dugout. So they're getting a little bit of relief when the wind is blowing, and it won't be long before the third base dugout is covered with shade as well. But again, should be an interesting, evenly matched game between these two teams. The Red River Pilots at 6-12, your Trappers at 7-14, and the Roosters have 6 wins. So right now, the Trappers have the second most wins in the Expedition League as we get to about 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. And we have about 5 minutes. They're telling us about 7:20 as the previous game ended a little bit earlier than expected. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to send it back to the studio, and then we'll come back for the rest of the wrap-up and get you ready for Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
First Dakota is giving away new Ford F-150s to celebrate 150 years as a South Dakota bank. We owe it to the countless customers who have trusted us with their banking since 1872. And we want to say thanks by giving back. Click the banner to nominate someone you know to win a new Ford pickup. or go to firstdakota.com/150. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. Whether you're at home, traveling around the world, or anywhere in between, you can take River 92.7 with you. How, you may ask? Activate the River 92.7 Alexa skill or download the DRGNews.com app, a service of Golden Buffalo Casino. Both are easy to set up, allowing you to enjoy high-quality sound wherever you go. Again, take River 92.7 anywhere you go by enabling the Alexa skill or downloading the DRGNews.com.
The voice of the Pier Trappers, River 92.7.
Now one's lined into right field for a base hit. That will get down. One run will score. Coach Jamie will wave him around home, and he will score too. That's a two RBI single.
Pier Trappers Baseball is brought to you by Grey Goose Motors, The Outpost Lodge, Tokyo Japanese Cuisine, The Corner Station and The Crossing, Classic Car Wash, Darren Boyle Sales, Avera St. Mary's Hospital, First Dakota National Bank, and Pier Regional Airports. Now, Pier Trappers Baseball.
Thanks for the lead in. Again, Pier Trappers Baseball, the Trappers at 7-14 will face off against the Red River Pilots today. Again, should be a pretty evenly matched ball game here today. I'll give you the lineups for both teams. For the Red River Pilots, who are listed as, let's see here, they're listed as the home team today, so the Trappers will lead off. The Red River Pilots have Caleb Whitley, the center fielder, followed by Alex Miller, the left fielder. Jack Walton, no, he doesn't own Walmart, but his name is Jack Walton. He is the shortstop. And 29, Jalen Lee is the first baseman, followed by Tyler Wiltshire, the third baseman. Joey Hayden is number 25 and the right fielder. Josiah Collardo has been with the team for a little while, and he is the catcher. Isaac Becker is the designated hitter today. And Tanner Thompson will play second base and hit ninth for the Red River Pilots. Pitching for the Pilots tonight, it'll be Jackson Lucas. He has three starts, 16 innings. He's 1-2. With a 7.32 ERA. And taking a look at your Pier Trappers at 7-14, Jackson Mix will lead off with some speed at the top of the order, playing second base. Connor Bendek will be the shortstop tonight. Tynan Shahidi, he's making his presence felt, and he's hitting in the third position, playing center field tonight. Will Hoke had two opportunities to hit home runs that were knocked down by the wind. One hit the top of the wall, and one made it to the warning track on the right field side. He is the first baseman tonight. Logan McKeever will bat fifth. He's the designated hitter. Colby Rich in the number six spot, and he's the third baseman. Eric Lumberg, the right fielder. Garrett Arnold will be behind the plate tonight, and Patrick Lau will be your left fielder and bat ninth. Trappers dealing with a lot of injuries. We've talked about them. Oh, by the way, new starting pitcher. We can't skip that before we get to the injuries. A new starting pitcher. He literally joined the team yesterday evening. He showed up here in Sioux Falls. We knew he was going to be coming. We just weren't sure when. And he ended up joining the team just yesterday. He will be wearing CJ Cumbo's number, and we'll talk about why in just a minute. As we didn't bring extra jerseys out here, and there's a situation with having enough large jerseys because everybody on our team, it seems like, is wearing a large this year. But Sam Denneo, spelled D apostrophe A-N-N-E-O, Sam Denneo, he will wear number 5. It's his first game, not only in our league, but playing against college-level players. He has signed a letter of intent to a community college in Sacramento, and he just graduated high school in Sacramento. He's joined the team, so we're excited to have him with us tonight. They say that he's super talented. Not many stats on Sam as of yet, but again, just graduating from high school and will be joining your Pier Trappers. So there are your lineups for tonight's game. Let's talk a little bit about the issues that the Trappers are having with injury. CJ Cumbo popped his hamstring, and it looks like he's going to be out for the season. Drew Copeland still has an injured shoulder. Hunter Brown and Carson Trumphold are still back in Pierre as they got strep throat the night before. I believe they were in the emergency room at 12:30 at night the night before we got on the bus to come out here. And Gabriel Arroyo still dealing with shoulder separation. So those are the injuries for the Pierre Trappers. And then there are a couple of pitchers that we're not able to use because they've reached their pitch limit. So we are all hoping for a good start from Sam Dineo. And no pressure on the kid, but he is going to have to carry a little bit of the load for the Trappers tonight. Also for your Pierre Trappers, sitting on the bench, there's some really good hitting should our coach Jamie Habaker end up needing any help off the bench. Tyler Seagraves, Maddox Mueller, Noah McCreary, who has 10 RBIs, he's on the bench. Colton Yanish, Anthony Beavers, he's hitting 306. He's going to be on the bench tonight. Daniel Hobb, he's hitting 344 and will be on the bench tonight. Anthony Barraza starts off on the bench with 8 RBI, and Jacob Griffin, who had some great plays in the field yesterday. And the rest of the pitching staff for your Pierre Trappers, Parker Lewis, Brady Glenn, Lewis Manning, Caleb Hay for the Pierre Trappers. So again, a new starting pitcher that we can stand up and root for. Number 5, Sam Dineo, just about to go to college. First game pitching against college-level players as he just graduated from high school. And when I met him, you could tell he's diminutive, I guess would be the right word. We don't want to say little or tiny, but he's, yeah. I don't even have full stats on the guy yet, but we will have them by the time we get back to Pierre. So Sam Dineo, the new player on the Pierre Trappers, will be your starting pitcher for the game tonight. And we are waiting for the teams to make their way out for the anthem and the lineups and all of those things as they are still warming up a little bit. Again, they were calling for a 7:20 first pitch, and we are right at 7:20. However, they have not made the announcements of the players as of yet before they get this game underway. The shade is continuing to move across the field. Right now, it's an advantage to the pitcher, especially if they have any kind of unique arm motion, because the plate is covered by the shade, and the pitcher's mound is in direct sunlight still. So anybody throwing with any kind of quirky motion off the rubber is probably going to be a problem for anybody trying to swing the bat at the plate, which is under the shade. We'll keep you updated with that as the game goes on as well. And as it seems that we are going to have a little bit more of a delay, I'm going to go ahead and send it back to the studio. We'll be back for Trappers Baseball in just a few minutes on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important things, your business and your customers.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
It's the Golden Giveaway with the DRG Media Group and your winning destination, the Golden Buffalo Casino in Lower Brule. June 25th, the Golden Buffalo Casino will give away a Whirlpool appliance package, and you could win it. All you have to do is stop by any of our participating Central South Dakota businesses and register. If your name is drawn, you'll have a chance to win a Whirlpool appliance package. That includes a washer, dryer, stove, refrigerator, and above-range microwave. So register now at these locations. In Pier at Gator's Pizza Pasta Subs, Richie Z's Brick House Barbecue, Pier Sports Center, Lynn's Dakota Mart and Lynn's Dakota Mart Gas, and in Fort Pier at Pizza Ranch. Keep listening for more information. The Golden Giveaway is going on all summer long, with the prizes getting bigger and bigger. Get complete contest rules at the Golden Buffalo Casino and rules and registration points at drgnews.com. The Golden Giveaway with the Golden Buffalo Casino and DRG Media Group.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
River 92.7, John Hunt sitting in for Ryan Breeden today, and they're still waiting for the umpires to come out. I think when everybody passed the start time around, no one must have gone into the dugout, into the umpire's room where it's nice and cool, and told the umpires what the start time was, because that's the only thing we're waiting on. The anthem singer is sitting down there waiting for his turn to sing. The coaches are standing behind the plate, but you know, in the fun, in the joy, I guess, if you will, the uniqueness of minor league baseball, or all baseball. I mean, it's not a time sport. Baseball, it's a situation where, it is, you know, all these new rules and regulations where they're trying to do speed pitch counts, you know, where you have to have a certain amount of seconds between pitches. Now the umpires are starting to come out. You know, you have a certain amount of minutes between each pitches, or seconds before you have to make the next pitch. Major League Baseball is trying to speed up the game. You know, I had heard Brad Pitt say in Moneyball, there's something romantic about baseball. And one of those things that's romantic about baseball is the fact that you don't have a time limit. You can sit down, you can relax, you can watch a ball game, but some people want to change those traditions and speed up the game. And they think that makes it easier for television watchers. They think that that makes it better for people with little time on their hands. We come into a baseball game, you should expect it to take as long as it takes. Now, there are some rules in our league that have been put into place to save the arms of some of the young pitchers. And a lot of the teams at this level don't have as much pitching as they would like to have. And that trickles all the way down to Little League Baseball, where coaches start, you know, giving kids pitch limits. And then once they get to college, they get pitch limits. I mean, you don't have ball games anymore. When I was coming up, and you know, I'm going to sound like the old parent who says, I had to walk to school both ways uphill in the snow with no shoes on every single day, and it was horrible, and you have it so easy, you get to ride a car or a bus to school. You know, I'm going to sound like that for a minute, but back in the day, you had guys like Jim Palmer and Tom Seaver, Steve Carlton, those guys would go out there and they throw 140 pitches. They throw an 11-inning 2-1 loss, and nobody worried about it. And those guys had great careers and are near the top of all the record books. But nowadays, again, starting at the Little League level, it works. It's all the way up, has worked its way up through the years in Major League Baseball, to the point now where, you know, pitchers are coddled and kind of babied. Now, some would say, well, there's less pitchers. You got to take care of their arms. They're learning to throw curveballs at 12 years old and their arms aren't ready. Well, that's something that shouldn't be happening, because coming up, we weren't allowed to throw a curveball until we were 15 or 16. Even if you knew how to throw one, you weren't allowed to ever use it in a game, because, again, that was the only thing they really worried about when you would throw. Now, with more and more Tommy John surgeries, is the rule because of the more Tommy John surgeries, or is the more Tommy John surgeries because they coddle the pitchers? That is, I guess that's the big question at hand. So, anyways, as I digress for a moment, trying to dance around and save some time, things are different for pitching in minor league baseball all the way through to the major leagues. It is a different ball game. So back in the day, guys, you know, if you're a Twins fan in this region, the first ball game I ever saw, I got to see Jim Palmer pitch against Bert Blylevin of the Minnesota Twins. It was Safety Patrol Day at Old Memorial Stadium, and that was the first baseball game I ever got to see. I was like third grade, and I got to see those two guys pitch, and they pitched. I remember they pitched long into the game. There was nobody worrying about what is the pitch count, you know. But then there were other things that Major League Baseball and ESPN and all the other groups have added through the years, where you know, they have the exit velocity of the hit and a number of other things. So baseball has changed through the years, and some would say for the better, some maybe they wouldn't. But I do think, you know, pitchers are coddled, and I think in the long run it has hurt the game. I think you have the same thing going on in football, you know, with more and more people worried about concussions, rightly so. My son played ball, had a couple of concussions. You know, he was a football player, a quarterback in Maryland, and he, you know, he had a couple of concussions, and so there were always things to worry about, but you have more special protective equipment. You can't touch a quarterback. You know, if you touch a quarterback, you're getting a 15-yard penalty or ejected from the game. You know, they wear red shirts in practice, just like Eddie Falco in the Replacements movies. Red means stop, is what he would say to the guys that would want to hit him in practice. So, anyways, it's all of sport is different nowadays than it was in the days when my generation was coming up. Maybe that's better, maybe that's not, but that's just how we were taught. And I even got a note from Heather. She said the same thing: pitch until your arm falls off. So today it's a little different. So pitch count rules are in place in this league to protect these pitchers who are, you know, they're throwing more than they would normally throw by playing summer ball, but they're also working on pitches, trying to get better. If you're at that elite level in college baseball, you're probably not playing summer ball anywhere unless it is in the MLB draft league. And there are teams like the Trenton Thunder and the who used to be in the Yankees organization, and the Frederick Keys, who are, you know, they used to be in the Baltimore Orioles organization and the West Virginia Black Bears or the West Virginia Power. They both changed their name, I think, a couple of times. There are a number of teams in those leagues now that are specifically built for draft league players to get one more, you know, to give Major League Baseball one more look. When they reorganized the minor leagues and cut 42 teams during COVID, the first year of COVID, they shut down the minor leagues. And the second year of COVID, they made the big announcement, which many of us saw coming who had done any kind of work in minor league baseball. And they cut that down to four teams, and then they reorganized them to make them all closer to their original teams. We're now finally ready to start some baseball. And the first pitch is high and outside as Jackson Mix. The Trappers, again, are listed as the visiting team in this ballgame. So Jackson Mix is your first hitter, hitting 235 for the Pure Trappers. Ball two outside. Jackson Mix, very patient at the plate all throughout the course of this year. Now, you look at his average of 235. Jackson Mix has a on-base percentage. There's ball three. Oh, no, he calls that one a strike on the outside corner. So it's two balls, one strike. Jackson Mix has a 536 on-base percentage and six RBI. So that means he's very patient at the plate, getting on base more than half of the time. And that one is outside for ball three. So it's 3-1, four pitches almost in exactly the same spot. thrown by Jackson Lucas, who's the starting pitcher for the Pilots. Ball four, high and outside. So Jackson Mix, who has some speed, starts the ball game off with a leadoff walk for your Pier Trappers. By the way, the Trappers wearing the gold uniforms with the blue numbers, blue helmets, and gray pants today. So that'll give you the picture on your, if you're just listening to the radio version. Again, I know some people listen to the radio version, the local version, and will watch the video. That's what I do when we're on the road. Listen to River 92.7 at the same time. And that pitch is called a strike to Connor Bendek, up around the collarbone. So it's 0-1 with a runner on first. And nobody out here in the top of the first. And there is a chopper to the shortstop. Shortstop will take it himself, make the throw at a big stretch. What is the call? It looks like the runner is safe. I was blocked there for a moment. I'm going to have to move my chair on that play at first base by a kind of a pole that goes up right in front of me. So a runner still on first on the fielder's choice. Jackson Mix is thrown out. I guess you'll call that a 6-3 fielder's choice. And the first pitch is in there for a strike. Jackson Lucas, his fourth start of the season. All of his appearances has been as a starter. 16 innings and a 7.32 earned run average. This one is fouled straight back. The catcher is hustling over and gets to the edge of the fence and is not able to make the play on Tyler Shahidi, the center fielder who's batting third tonight for your Pier Trappers. Limited action so far for Tyler. He's only been with the team for three games. He's hitting .375 with a triple and four RBI. Swinging from the left-hand side and wearing number 35. Welcome to your Pier Trappers. Runner on first takes a short lead, and he's off. And there's a high fly ball by Shahidi. He's going to turn around and head back to first. And that one's going to fall in as the wind knocks it down. That has to be the runner stopped between second and first, thinking that that was going to land in somebody's glove. And it fell between the second baseman, the shortstop, and the center fielder. Center fielder picked it up as Bendek had stopped, thinking he was going to have to retreat back to first base. But the wind knocked the ball down, and it fell between the three of them, picked up and thrown to second for the out. Will Hoke is at the plate, swinging at a low breaking ball for strike one. So there's two outs, one on. That would have been a great opportunity for the Trappers to have two on and only one out. But the wind not only messed with the fielders, but it messed with the runner as well on that one. So still a runner on first, but this time it's Tyler Shahidi. And Will Hoke, he's going to hit that one to the left field side. That is traveling deep and just foul. The left fielder made a gallant effort, and the wind just knocked it. It was going for the foul pole. The wind turned it around at the last minute, just pushed it out. Again, winds in the 20-plus mile-an-hour range today. At times, I know we've hit over 30 miles an hour here in Sioux Falls. At Sioux Falls Canary Stadium, your Pier Trappers and the Pilots, no score in this one. Runner on first and two strikes, two outs with Will Hoke at the plate. Ground ball on the first base side, and it is foul. So Hoke stays alive. I try not to use that saying, though, because then everybody thinks of the Bee Gees. I have to think of a different term. He's able to continue hitting. Maybe that just sounds too generic. Anyways, Will Hoke still at the plate. Runner on first and two outs. That pitch is outside, and it's 1-2. Again, Will Hoke had two home runs stolen by the wind yesterday. One hit the top of the wall and was a double. The other one was going over the fence. The wind changed and just blew harder. And there's another fly ball. It looks like that one's going to give the right fielder trouble, but he's going to hustle over and make the play. So Will Hoke will be the third out of the inning, flying out to the right fielder. So a little bit of excitement that inning, but no runs on the board, no runs, no hits, and no score at the end of the top of the first. We're headed to the bottom of the first on the Voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
Why am I so sore?
There are everyday moments.
Oh, hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah, that hurt.
And there are epic moments.
Fly, 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 fly.
Go in! Fly, fly, class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
It's Heartbreaker by the Rolling Stones. I didn't guess on the first one, but there you go. Heartbreaker, Rolling Stones. I didn't even get very much of that song. Sam Dineo, his first time pitching against college-level players, is on the mound. Just graduated high school in Sacramento. As a matter of fact, he graduated from the same high school where Coach Jimmy Habaker is the head coach of the team. So good to have him on the Pier Trappers. Obviously, Coach Jamie knows a little bit about this kid. And we're looking forward to seeing what he can do on the mound. First time I've even got a chance to see him throw is while he's doing his warm-up pitches. He's wearing number 5, which is CJ Cumbo's number. Again, the Trappers will head home tonight. We'll probably roll into Pier. I mean, if you want to have a ticker tape parade or anything, at about 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't think the city would be too happy with us if that was the case. Anyways, I mean, this guy throws a no-no. That would be a reason. And the first pitch is across the plate but low for ball one. I don't know that anybody's still going to be awake at that time, and it's right after. There's another one low for ball two. It would be right after all the teardown and whatnot of Owyhee Days, which I understand has been a great time despite the heat, and the Curly Tournament, which my concessions team has done a tremendous job taking care of. We appreciate their hard work while I'm out here. And the state rodeo championship. The first strike that time by Dineo. 2-1. Nobody out as the Pilots are at the plate. Ground ball, and Will Hoke dives and is not able to get there. So a base knock to lead off the game for Caleb Whitley. Just past the diving Will Hoke. Clean single for Whitley. Alex Miller will come to the plate from the left-hand side. The left fielder wearing number 11, and he's hitting 211 on the season. So Dineo, facing his first college hitter, gives up a hit. Looks over at the runner at first. The runner goes, he kicks and throws, and Garrett Arnold makes a great throw, tags the leg, and I'm looking for a call. They're going to call him safe. It was a little delayed call by the umpire. As a matter of fact, I am looking, and I'm only seeing one umpire in this game, just Matt Sisk behind the plate. There are not even two umpires in the game. There were two umpires earlier. I do not know what the situation is, if it was because of the heat or what the problem is, but we're playing this game now with just one umpire in this ball game. As I'm standing up and looking around, I do not see a second umpire. Just noticing that. So the count's 2 on Alex Miller. Dineo looks back at second, and a foul ball. So the runner was off and running. Caleb Whitley, who's now at second base after the stolen base. And again, it was a good throw by Garrett Arnold. And I thought he got the back of the leg as his leg was up, but the hand must have gotten in just in time. And the pitch is low and outside. Arnold gathers it in, and we'll have one ball and two strikes. That was your waste pitch. Generally, when you get a two-strike count on a hitter, you throw one low and outside, and you hope that they'll, you know, take a hack at some junk. Didn't work that time. And the runner goes to third. Garrett Arnold has him dead to rights, and it is an out at third base. A great play that time on a head-first slide by Caleb Whitley and gunned down by Garrett Arnold. Again, I love when Garrett Arnold is behind the plate. No, you know, nothing about any of the other catchers, but he has a strong arm and gets the job done. Maybe not the same as some of the other catchers at the plate, maybe not as good a hitter as Daniel Habb, but he calls a great game and has a strong arm. So from the defensive standpoint, you have Garrett Arnold behind the plate, and then from the hitting standpoint, you get Daniel Habb. So a good 1-2 punch for the Trappers. And another foul ball, so it's now a full count, by the way. On the steal attempt, that was a ball. So it's 3-2, one out, nobody on base as the runner was thrown out at third on a gun down by Garrett Arnold. And there's a breaking pitch, and it just barely hits the hitter, who doesn't even move out of the way. It was a slow breaking pitch. He just stood there and let it brush his uniform. I don't even think it hit his skin. And so Alex Miller makes his way to first after a long at-bat. So no damage yet to Dineo. However, he is having a little bit of a struggle here, his first outing. And the pitch is outside for ball one. Again, Dineo just graduated high school and played for Coach Jamie. And there's a strike on the outside corner. So it's 1-1. And I got it mixed up when I first got here. I thought he had coached at Ridgemont High. And I was like, Hamilton. Way to go, Hamilton. Not Ridgemont High. I think it was Ridgeview High School. I was bummed. And there's a high fly ball in the gap. Hustling over is Shahidi. In center field, he makes the throw and going back to first in time, and it is out. Will Hoke tags the runner trying to slide back after getting too far off the base, and a double play ball led by Tyler Shahidi. Put a star by that play in your scorebook. Tyler Shahidi makes the hustle run over there, gets the catch, and guns down the runner at first. So put a star on that play. We're going to call that an 8-3. Double play. We draw the line, and that means we're going to the top half of the second. No score in this ball game. Just one hit for the Pilots, none for the Trappers yet. On the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Rolling Stones. All right, I'll think of that one in a minute. It is no score here as we head to the top of the second. Honky Tonk Woman, that is it, by the Rolling Stones. Again, it took me a second. Good to have you with us. We are at Sioux Falls Canary Stadium, the Duke Cannon Supply Company Stadium. You can call it whichever you like. It is also called the Bird Cage. And if you look on social media, one of the projects that I have been given, you know, I'm happy to help out in any way that we can. We don't have very many extra people here. We have the owner, Steve Wagner. I'm a general manager. We have a couple of interns here running this series. And there's a strike, by the way, on the first pitch to Logan McKeever. And so doing the laundry, yes, general manager doing laundry, just happy to help out. Inside the laundry room is also where they keep the bird, the canary's mascot head. So I had to take a picture with the mascot head on. And it'll be, you'll see it in the social media, just having a little fun with that. Sioux Falls Canary Stadium is where we are today. Logan McKeever at the plates. It's 2-1. As Jackson Lucas dealing and swinging a miss on an outside breaking ball to Logan McKeever. Logan McKeever looking to break loose here so far this season. Currently hitting 0-91. But I've seen him in practice. He hits the ball well. He hits the ball hard, but just hasn't been able to have any of those drop in. So we're waiting for Logan to break out. We know that day is coming. 3-2, and there's a big swing and a miss. And Logan McKeever goes down swinging. The first strikeout of the ball game for Jackson Lucas. Again, Lucas came in with a 7.32 earned run average. Colby Rich, the third baseman, will make his way to the plate, swinging from the left-hand side and wearing number 8. Hitting 278 on the season, two doubles for Colby. And there's a ground ball to third. The third baseman juggles with it, but is able to stop and throw in time to gun down Colby Rich on one pitch. So 5-3 if you're scoring that in your book. And Eric Lemberg comes to the plate, playing right field tonight, hitting 143 on a short season for him. He just joined the team last week from Canada, eh? Beauty. And like, I'm going to hit the ball, eh? And there's a strike one, eh? Maybe I should just call, whenever Eric Lemberg comes to the plate, maybe I should call it in Canadian-type sounding voice. No, I probably shouldn't. Okay, Eric Lemberg takes for strike one and a swing and a miss for strike two. So quickly behind 0-2. Beauty, eh? And like, welcome to my album. And that pitch is, had to wait for a second because they've been calling that a strike. That pitch was outside. One ball, two strikes. Two outs here in the top of the second. No score for your Trappers and the Pilots at the Birdcage. And there's a flare that looks like it's going to drop in, and it does for Lemberg. Just over the head of the second baseman and in front of the right fielder. So Eric Lemberg on a flare single. And the catcher, Garrett Arnold, comes to the plate in 9 games behind the dish. He's hitting 172, but that's what we were talking about earlier. Garrett Arnold is there for his defense. He is a tremendous defensive catcher. He calls an amazing game for his pitchers. And the first pitch is high and inside for ball one. So Garrett Arnold threw out a runner, almost threw out a runner at second. That runner then tried to steal third, and he gunned him down by a good 10 feet. And there's a pitch that's inside, is called a strike. So one ball, one strike, two outs. A runner on first is Eric Lemberg, taking a short lead. Now, Lemberg, not the speediest guy. It's going to take the ball getting away from the catcher for him to go. And there's a ground ball foul. Coach Matty Holum of the Pilots comes out of the dugout, throws that over to the Pier Trappers side of the field. Every team has to take care of their balls and make sure that, fouled straight back, make sure that they have the right amount. As there, from what I understand from the Baden company that we get our balls from, there is a balls shortage. And we are waiting on balls to come over on the ship. That's what I am told. And there's a ground ball down the third base side and foul right at Coach Jimmy Havoker. So, you know, in between, especially since there are very few fans in the stadium, our owner and other interns, as they see balls laying around, they throw them back to the teams because there's no fans to take them home. Now, in Hyde Stadium, you get a foul ball, that's baseball tradition. You take it home. It's not the same as Post 8 where, you know, if you take the foul ball back to the concession stand, they give you a dollar. But, you know, this is minor league baseball. And there's going to be a flare drops in for a base knock for Garrett Arnold. So not only doing it behind the plate, strokes a single over the head of the shortstop. So two consecutive base hits with two outs. And that's going to bring up the bottom of the order, Patrick Lau, the left fielder, hitting 176 coming into the ballgame. So two hits for the Trappers back-to-back. And the pitch. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. He's going to run it over himself, and the short flip to first in time to get Patrick Lau on the 1-3 ground out to end the second inning. So no score, two runners left on for your Pier Trappers as we head to the bottom of the second on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
The Corner Station in Pier can help you get ready for all of your activities and trips all summer long. Fuel up your car, grab snacks, drinks, and coffee, and get on the road so you can make the most of the beautiful summer months. Save 10 cents off per gallon when you pay in-store with cash or a check. They are open every day at 7 a.m. Stop into the Corner Station located at 103 East Pleasant Drive on the S-Curve in Pier.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Blondie, Heart of Glass, as we head back to Pier Trappers baseball at Sioux Falls Canary Stadium, and also known as the Birdcage, as we talked about earlier, with the big painted bird right behind the plate. Let's see here. We've got the bottom of the second with Jalen Lee, Tyler Wiltshire, and Joey Hayden, the first baseman, third baseman, and right fielder, respectively, making their way to the plate. Jalen Lee is one of the leaders on this team, hitting .352 on the season with 8 doubles and 20 hits. One of the league leaders in hits so far this year. Jalen Lee, the first baseman with some power. A big guy swinging from the right-hand side. And I think someday we're going to have to get Jalen a head and shoulders commercial. Just like Troy Polamalu, he's got the long, long curly locks coming out the back of the helmet. Troy Polamalu, the football player, former football player for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And there's a first pitch swing. The second baseman's going to come over there. Shortstop and the second baseman started to converge, but the second baseman made the long run. So Jackson Mix with a good play on Jalen Lee. And by the way, I'm not a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, by the way. I root for the teams near my home, which I think people should do. You know, you root for your home teams. And for me, that would be the Nationals and Orioles, the Orioles with the worst ownership group in all of baseball. And there's a fly ball down the left field side that's going to go out of play. And then in football, it's the Ravens and in Baltimore with a great ownership group. But then in Washington, you have a horrible ownership group with Daniel Snyder. Again, probably the worst owner in all of pro football, maybe all of pro sports. But it's got to be between those two guys. The Altobelli family, not the Altobelli family, I should say, in Baltimore, and the ownership group in Washington led by Daniel Snyder. And there's a drive down the right field line that's going to fall in fair, and it's going to work its way over. He looked at taking second base, did Tyler Wilshire there for a second, but he held up as Eric Lemberg hustled over and didn't allow it to go to the warning track, stopping the runner at first. So a clean single down the right field side for Tyler Wilshire. And Joey Hayden, the right fielder, will make it to the plate. He is hitting .222 on the season, swinging from the left side of the plate against the right-handed pitches. And by the way, getting a little more comfortable here is Sam Dineo. So Dineo looks over his shoulder at the runner at first, comes to the plate, gets across, but it is called low. So one ball, one strike, one out, and one runner on first base here in this ballgame. As we've now made our way to the top of the hour, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7 KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives, buckle up every time. It's now two balls and one strike. And the pitch is low and inside, so that's going to make it 3-1. Again, a runner on first and one out. Simple ground ball gets you out of this jam. And again, the wind's playing havoc with just about everything. A ground ball to first. Will Hoke's going to take it himself, tag the bag, and he's going to throw to second and gun down the runner at second. Kind of a backwards double play. We will call that a 3-6 double play. You don't see it that way very often, but a great job turning that one by Will Hoke and Tyler Bendeck. Or Bendeck. I don't know why I want to say Bendeck. Anyways, Tyler Bendeck and Will Hoke turning the double play in spectacular fashion for your Pier Trappers. So still, no score, two hits for each team, no errors for each team, and you are listening to Pier Trappers Baseball on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Experience the Outpost Lodge overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
You can listen to any of your favorite DRG Media Group stations just about anywhere. All you need to do is download the app. Just log on to drgnews.com or download it directly from the App Store or Google Play. You'll get high-quality sound, up-to-date news, weather, and sports stories and video, podcasts, and, of course, your favorite music, notifications, and more. If you don't already have it, download it right now and see what you've been missing. The DRG News app, brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino.
She's hitting me with the AC/DC. I'm going to have to think about the name of the song, but I know for sure that is AC/DC. Jackson Mix is going to lead off the top of the order in the top of the third for the Pier Trappers. Again, Jackson Mix got on base with a walk, so that will raise his .536 on base percentage. He was out on a 6-3 fielder's choice in the first inning, so he'll make his second at-bat of the game as the Pilots have a little quick mound meeting to make sure everybody's online with the speed of Jackson Mix, the second baseman for the Pier Trappers. He's also made a couple of good plays in the field so far this evening. And I guess I can say tonight, because this game is an 8 o'clock start versus the other two being a day start, I will be happy to turn the microphone back over to Ryan Breeden on Tuesday night against the Souris Valley Sabredogs. And there's a ground ball first base side, and that one is foul. So it's one ball, one strike for Jackson Mix, swinging from the right side of the plate. Again, the Trappers wearing their gold uniforms with blue lettering today. The alternate uniforms is what they call them. And there's a pitch that is high for ball two. So it's 2-1. Also starting off the game well is Jackson Lewis for the Pilots tonight. And looking, called strike on that outside corner again. It's normally to the left-handed hitters. Tonight, behind the plate, Matt Sisk calling those on the right-handed hitters as well, that widened strike zone. It's a full count, 3-2. Umpires not throwing up gang signs tonight because there's not two of them. There's only one. And when I say that, I'll explain that in a moment. Here's the pitch, and it's a high pop-up. Will this one get out of play as the catcher hustles over, not able to get to it? That'll fall in the third row of the seats on the third base side. So a harmless foul ball. But last night, I got to work scoreboard for a little bit, adding to the list of duties that I've had since I've become the general manager of this team. You know, washing clothes and selling stuff and working on cool stuff in the stadium, calling ball games, emceeing. Last night, I got to work the scoreboard, which those of you who work scoreboards will know it's not the most exciting job in the world. And here comes the pitch. And it's ball four. So Jackson Mix will go ahead and take his second walk of the game, again, adding to his .536 on-base percentage. But talking about working the scoreboard last night, I will say it's probably the most boring job that you will have in baseball. For me, because I like being active and running around and doing all kinds of other stuff. But working the Canary scoreboard, and is that a hit? Batsman? Not quite. Connor Bendick, Bendick, the shortstop, swinging from the left-hand side. And there's a ground ball, and the shortstop was going over to try to make a play, and a high throw to first is in time to get the runner at first, but not able to turn the double play because the steal was on, or at least the hit and run was on, and the hitter hit the ball where the shortstop should be. So the shortstop, rather than trying to cover the runner coming to second, turned back to make the play. So the hit and run almost worked that time with the shortstop heading back to second base. So Mix will advance to second base on the ground out. Fielder's choice. And that pitch gets away, and Mix was turned around talking to the shortstop rather than taking the extra base and missed the fact that that strike got away from the catcher. The pitcher looks back at the runner, and that is high and inside, almost hitting Tynan Shahidi. So that's going to make you one ball, one strike, one out, one runner on second, and almost hitting Shahidi again in the shoulder. High and inside for ball two. Big swing and a miss by Tynan Shahidi. That'll make it 2-2 with one out, runner on second base. High and inside once again, and that's going to make it a full count with one out. We'll see what Coach Jimmy Habaker decides to do, looking over at Jackson Mix in the third base coaching box, and this one's fouled straight back once again. So Shahidi still at a 3-2 count with one out. And the pitch. Shahidi thought he had taken ball four on that outside pitch that did hit the batter's box on the right-hand side. Unfortunately, as he started to flip his bat to take the walk to first, he was called out on strike. So that's a backwards strikeout, backwards K, I guess, if you will, if you're scoring that one at home. Strikeout looking with Will Hoke at the plate. First pitch is outside for ball one. Will Hoke, hitting in the cleanup spot, has hit the ball well over the last couple of weeks. That pitch is outside for ball two. They're not throwing anything near the plate to Will Hoke. Now, here's something I haven't seen in this league, and I don't know if it's illegal or not, but I have not seen a four-pitch walk, intentional walk, since I've been here. Big swing and a miss. I don't know if I'll have to ask if that is a rule issue, but I just realized I've never seen anybody put up four fingers and intentionally walk a batter, despite some of the powerful hitters in this league. And that pitch is outside, so that's going to make it 3-1 with two outs and a runner on second. They're being very careful with Will Hoke, the first baseman. He flew out to the right fielder his first time up. Kicks and throws, and a ground ball down the first base line. The first baseman is going to take it himself, take three steps, and take care of business himself. So that's three unassisted. We'll end the inning. So no score for the Trappers. Still two hits for both the Pilots and the Trappers as we head to the bottom of the third on the Voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
Living with less pain means living at your best, but an action-packed life can wear your body down. Avera Orthopedics keeps you moving with total joint replacements for pain you don't have to live with. Find relief with the region's largest orthopedic physician team of specialized surgeons so you can keep moving forward. Avera, moving health forward. Learn more at avera.org/sf-total joint.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull-type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero-turn mowers in three models, and Bush Hog tillers, three-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
It's the Love Roller Coaster, originally done by the Ohio Players. There's also a version by the Red Hot Chili Peppers from the Beavis and Butthead Do America movie. How about that one for you? For a little extra non-baseball information as we roll into the top of the third inning on that Love Roller Coaster of baseball. Say what? At the Duke Cannon Supply Company Stadium, also known as Sioux Falls Canary Stadium, also known as the Birdcage. And the first pitch is outside for ball one from Sam Dineo. Again, facing college baseball players for the first time as he just graduated high school a couple of weeks ago. Kicks and throws. That one is outside for ball two. Again, the wind's still blowing in a little harder right now than they had been previously. That one is going to just miss the corner and low for ball three. At the plate, catcher Josiah Collardo came into the ball game. There's a strike. Josiah Collardo, four games played. 14 plate appearances, zero hits. And he's going to take a walk. So there is his first time on base as a member of the Red River Pilots. Isaiah Becker, who's the designated hitter, hitting 176, comes to the plate, swinging from the left-hand side of the box. And there's a big hack and a miss to an inside fastball. Again, Dineo has been able to get himself out of jams in both the first and the second inning. And that one went directly across the plate, but the call must be that it was low. So it's one ball, one strike, nobody out, one runner on. here in the bottom half of the third of a scoreless ball game between the Trappers and the Pilots. That one is same spot across the plate, being called low once again for Dineo. Two balls and one strike. Not much crowd noise, because unfortunately here in Sioux Falls in this heat, there's not much of a crowd out there. So I did not even put out the crowd microphone, because all you would have heard when I was running testing, all you would have heard was wind blowing directly into the microphone. So I felt it best to leave that mic disconnected, because it would have messed with our sound throughout the ball game. So a little quieter than you might expect at a baseball game. And there's a pitch that's low for ball three. So it's three balls, one strike, three consecutive balls that time, to Isaac Becker, the designated hitter. Dineo, same spot, low, directly across the plate for ball four. So consecutive walks brings up the number nine hitter, Tanner Thompson, coming in, hitting 167, the second baseman. And Coach Jamie Habecker is going to make his way out there to have a discussion with the new pitcher. Now, this is a thing that obviously has happened before, because Coach Jamie coached him in high school. So they're going to break up that visit at the mound. Will Hoke is laughing at something that Coach Jamie said. So it was a friendly visit for the, again, pitcher who is facing college-level baseball players for the first time in his very young career, just graduating from high school a couple of weeks ago in Sacramento. So he's going to bear down. He likes to hold the ball behind his back before he starts his motion. Looks at the runner at second. Comes to the plate, and it's a bunt. Garrett Arnold goes, and the throw comes from the pitcher in time. No, they're going to call him safe at first base. Dineo is still standing there in disbelief. Dineo made the play in front of Garrett Arnold, threw in time to get the runner. But again, there's only one umpire. There's no umpire at first base. And the umpire called him safe at first. So now, Dineo in a real jam. Nobody out. Bases loaded. He got what he wanted. He got the out at first. That would have left runners on second and third. Pilots did what they were supposed to do, advanced the runners. However, the umpire said the throw from Dineo was not in time. So now we're back to the top of the order with Caleb Whitley, the center fielder, at the plate. Before today's game, he was hitting 290 on the season. And there's a ground ball to second to the shortstop for one. Back to first, not in time, but a nice play that time by Jackson Mix to Connor Bendick. However, a run scores on the fielder's choice. So that'll put runners on the corners and one out. So Collardo comes in to score. Isaac Becker moves to third. Thompson is out at second. And Whitley is at first. And there's a single up the middle. Just a bloop single between the shortstop and the second baseman. So Alex Miller quickly on base, first pitch swinging. And that will score the second run of the ball game as Isaac Becker comes in to score. So now runners on first and second. And Dineo has done what he was supposed to do. He got the ground ball, threw out the runner. It was not called. And then he got another ground ball, which could have been a double play, but it was not quite in time. So he did what he should have done to get out of the jam and only give up one run. However, it didn't go the way of the Trappers. And there's a high fly ball. Shahidi is under it, and he's going to make the catch. The runner tags and acts like he's going to go to third. And there are a couple of guys trying to get themselves in a rundown, but no one advances. Everybody stops, and play is now dead, as there are now two outs on that center field fly ball by Joey Walton. Jalen Lee comes in with some power. He grounded to the second baseman his first time at the plate, hitting .352, coming into the ballgame with eight doubles, and leads the team with 20 hits on the season. Jalen Lee, the first baseman, with two outs, runners on first and second. And there's a high fly ball to right field, but under it and making the play is Eric Lemberg. So not bad, considering that there was a play at first that should have been called an out and an opportunity to get a double play. So we're starting to see some moxie here from Sam Dineo, working his way out of the jam without too much damage. So right now, you're looking at the Pilots leading this ball game by the score of 2-0 as we head to the top of the fourth on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Derek Height with a significant weather update. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 9 p.m. tonight for Corson, Campbell, Walworth, and Dewey counties. Both large hail and straight-line winds are possible with this storm. Pea-sized hail and winds up to 60 miles an hour are likely as it moves northeast at around 60 miles an hour. For your safety, stay inside and away from windows until the storm passes. Large hail and strong winds can easily shatter glass, causing injury. If you're caught outside, take shelter in a sturdy building or a hardtop car. Take shelter now. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning continues until 9 p.m. tonight for Corson, Campbell, Walworth, and Dewey counties. Bear in mind, this storm has the potential for pea-sized hail, and winds up to 60 miles an hour are likely. Stay tuned for additional updates. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
Start me up, Rolling Stones, which is played at just about every sporting event anywhere and is probably my least favorite Rolling Stones song. I am a huge Stones fan. You know, if you had asked me Beatles versus Stones back in the day, I don't know, because they're both kind of cool. You put the Who in that mix and you got a great British trifecta, and the Police, but those guys came later. We're about ready to start this inning again. Two runs scored by the Pilots in the bottom half of the third. So the Pilots are up 2-0. And making his way to the plate for your Pier Trappers is Logan McKeever. Logan struck out swinging his first time to the plate at the designated hitter position, and he's drilled between the numbers. There was no question about that. He tried to wriggle out of the way and got hit between the two and the one on his back. And there's a little discussion between the pitcher and the hitter. It was a curveball. It wasn't like he drilled him with a fastball. However, McKeever definitely will feel that on the bus ride home this evening. And Colby Rich comes to the plate hitting .278 coming into the ballgame. He has a ground ball to the third baseman to his credit so far in this game. And that pitch is low for ball one. Again, I feel like the Trappers and the Pilots are pretty evenly matched teams going head-to-head today. And there's one in there for a strike. A little low and outside was the feeling of Colby Rich, but not agreed upon by the umpire behind the plate. Again, only one umpire in this game, too. And there's a line drive foul on the third base. I'm sorry, on the first base side, the Trapper side of the field. And trying to save balls, Maddox Mueller jumps over the fence and goes into the stands to find that foul ball. And another hit by pitch. No, they're not going to call that hit by pitch. I thought for sure that that ball hit Colby Rich. It was that far inside. It's now two balls and two strikes. And there's a ground ball It is down the line and foul. Picked up by the first baseman, Lee. Throughout the day, it was quite hot and sticky for all of our duties in the first game. After the game, the guys will have their post-game meal, jump on the bus, and maybe get a nap. I vote for the taking a nap thing. I get to sit in the first row where the old guys get to sit. There's a ground ball. The young guys like to sit in the back of the bus, do their thing. And Coach Jamie and I take the two front seats. But I have a feeling that everybody's going to be exhausted after this heat and this interesting weekend. And another hit on the head. He was hit in the mouth. And it hit his helmet, knocked his helmet back about 15 feet, and he is rubbing his mouth. Is Colby Rich. And both the umpire and the catcher are standing between the plate and the pitcher as they thought maybe Colby Rich was going to do something. I know he was frustrated. I mean, you get hit in the face by a pitch, you're going to say something. Well, if you get hit in the mouth, it might be hard to say something. But in this case, he did. So you've got two consecutive hit by pitches, both up. So Logan McKeever will move to second. Colby Rich is at first. As Jackson Lucas is losing control here a little bit in the top of the fourth. And the bunt is on and is bunted foul on the first base side by number 14, Eric Lemberg. Couple of good plays in the field for Lemberg so far tonight. And Lemberg's first time up, he got a single, was left stranded. So Lemberg waits for the pitch once again. Another left-handed hitter for the Trappers. And is almost hit in the head. He went to bunt, and that pitch was right at his helmet. Third consecutive batter that was either hit in the head or almost hit in the head by Jackson Lewis. So Lewis looks back, and that pitch is called a strike on the outside corner. So that's going to be one ball and two strike, but Jackson Lewis is headhunting tonight here in the top of the fourth. Lewis looks back, big swing and a miss, and Lemberg goes down swinging. Two runners on and now one out for Garrett Arnold, the catcher, who hit a single over the head of the shortstop in the second inning. So he's got an opportunity. Again, one out, two runners on for Garrett. The Oregon Ducks fan swinging from the left-hand side. A lot of left-handed hitters in the lineup today. And that one is inside for ball one. So it's obvious that Jackson Lucas has trouble with the inside pitch to left-handed hitters during this inning. And another one inside almost hits the elbow of Garrett Arnold. So he's going to step out of the box for a moment, compose himself. Two balls, no strikes, one out. And that one comes back across the plate for a strike. So two balls and one strike to Arnold. And there's a foul ball straight back. So now that'll make it two balls, two strikes, two runners on, and one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Again, McKeever, who was hit, drilled in the middle of his back, and then Colby Rich, who was drilled in the helmet, in the face area of the helmet, and there's a foul ball straight back again by Garrett Arnold, getting his timing down. He has a flap in front of the face on his helmet, and he was hit in the flap on his face. Two consecutive hit by pitches have the two runners on for the Pier Trappers. and another inside pitch to the left-handed hitter. That's going to make it 3-2. So you got the full count with 2 on. Opportunity for the Trappers with a 2-0 Pilots lead here in the top half of the fourth inning. And the run was on. The hit and run was on. Ground ball to the first baseman. And they're going to turn the double play. As I look back at it, Colby Rich tried to break up the double play, which I haven't seen very much of in this league, which is another thing that I don't know if there's a rule against it, but you don't generally see guys in this league sliding hard trying to break up a double play. That time he tried, but it did not work as they turned the 3-6-3 double play to end the inning. So the Trappers had a couple runners on, not able to get that done in the fourth inning. So it's 2-0 in favor of the Pilots as we're here at Sioux Falls Canary Stadium on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi, conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza. Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or takeout in the Pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carryout orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their 4 wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Aerosmith back in the saddle, kind of like me here in the booth covering for Ryan Breeden. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. I am John Hunt, the general manager of your Pier Trappers. That's not something you hear very often, the general manager calling a ball game. The past history since the age of 15, radio, marketing, promotions, on air, sports, news, a little bit of everything throughout the many years, again, since the age of 15. You can probably do the math, and you know that's a long time that I've been kicking in the radio business and loving my job as the general manager of the Pier Trappers. And again, thanks for the opportunity for sitting in for Ryan Breeden as he needed to take some personal days, and glad he was able to rest at home. First pitch is high and outside as we had an interesting top half of that inning. Sam Dineo still in the ballgame for the Pier Trappers, just down 2-0. He had opportunities to get out of the last inning and was just not able to get it done. There's a fly ball to the right fielder. Eric Lemberg hustles over. It hits his glove and falls out, and he's frustrated. He's standing there with his elbows on his knees, just shaking his head as that one rolls to the second baseman. The wind, again, changed the direction. I think we got to call that an E, though. It hit him dead in his glove. So I think we have to call that for, let me see, the hitter there was Tyler Wiltshire. So that is going to be an E9 in your scorebook for Wiltshire, E9. The runner makes it to first. Hey, I got a visitor in the studio. We're going to visit with him in just a minute. You can put those on if you like. At the plate, Joey Hayden for the Pilots, and the pitch, a ground ball on the first base side, foul, and let me make sure my levels are up here. I think we're good to go. I have I'm Steven with me, the owner of the Pier Trappers and the Expedition League. We've seen some exciting baseball this weekend.
Oh, it's been awesome. What we wanted to do was get everybody together. And
there's a high fly ball. Hang on one moment. This time Lemberg makes the catch, and that's going to be the second out of the inning.
Yeah, so it's been great. I mean, this is what we wanted to do, get these guys together and have a fun weekend of, you know, everybody playing each other and two games a day. And I think it's been jam-packed with excitement. And I've had so many players come up to me and thank me for doing this at Sioux Falls Stadium with the new infield turf here with the Canaries. And it's just been a really neat experience for the players.
Exactly. Dineo comes to the plate, and that's low. By the way, there's only one out in the inning. I looked up at the scoreboard, and he was pretty quick in getting that out up there. So there's only one out in the inning. Lemberg on the error on the first hitter, and Emberg on the catch. Lemberg on the catch on the second hitter. And right now, Josiah Collardo, the catcher, who, let's see here. It looks like we have we talked about Garrett Arnold's arm and how strong it is. He's now gunned down two runners trying to steal on him so far tonight. Yeah. So that's going to take Tyler Wiltshire out of the equation on the throwout by the catcher. Josiah Collardo still at the plate. And I don't see a count up on the board, but we do know there's two outs.
I think the first pitch was a ball.
That's what I'm thinking as well. It was low. He's got 2-0. I saw him. He's not doing gang signs tonight. He actually put it over his head. So it's 2-0, and that one's going to be low for ball three. So 3-0.
Beautiful caught stealing there, by the way. Like you said, the throw was right on the bag. That was pretty. We've had a lot of good play this weekend, which has been incredible.
Exactly. I have a couple of questions for you in a moment. There's a high fly ball to left to the warning track, and under it is your left fielder making the catch, Patrick Lau, hustling over at the base of the warning track for that one. And I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, rules questions, because there's some things that I haven't seen in this league. So I'll have to ask you about those as we come back. But let's go ahead as we get ready to go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 2-0 in favor of the Pilots on the Voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
Not every beer has a backstory, but this one sure does. Introducing Dakota Thirst, a new honey lager brewed locally with a touch of South Dakota honey. For every beer sold, a dollar goes to the South Dakota Community Foundation. Cheers to you, South Dakota. Learn more at firstdakotabeer.com. First Dakota National Bank, member FDIC.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
I think we have more Aerosmith there as my guess, but I am going to pass. I'm going to guess Aerosmith, though. I do have Stephen with me, the owner of the Pier Trappers and the Expedition League.
You're really being formal tonight with the Stephen part.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I feel like my mom's talking to me.
Oh, I thought I just said Steve. Did I say Stephen? Okay, Stephen.
You did.
I'd have to tell him, say your middle name. Stephen Allen, you must come back to the house right now. You're in trouble.
I heard that.
You got out after dark, riding your bike in the neighborhood, which kids don't get to do anymore by themselves. But anyways, we will not go there.
I grew up on a farm. We were down at the lake fishing.
Okay. That was always the answer.
Yeah.
Even when you weren't. Anyways, first off, coming to the plate for your Pier Trappers is going to be Patrick Lau, the number 9 hitter. He grounded out to the pitcher his first time up. But I want to ask you about just basically one rule. One of them I think we've figured out because it hasn't happened. And there's a bunt attempt outside for a ball. But I have not seen, and I don't know that I've ever seen it in any kind of baseball where we've gone this long in the season without seeing a 4-pitch walk. I didn't know if there was a rule against that or
intentionally, you mean?
Yeah, an intentional 4-pitch walk.
Well, sometimes there might be an unintentional.
True, although we've seen plenty of those.
Where you're pitching around a guy, you're perfectly content to walk him, but give him nothing to hit. In our league, and I think in most leagues, if you want to walk a guy intentionally, you just notify the umpire and say, hey, we want to walk this guy. You don't have to go through the
four pitches
and stuff like that. I actually, don't necessarily like that. I like when you make the pitcher throw four pitches, but honestly.
Old school.
Yeah, and I know, in, you know, you've seen it every once in a wild pitch on an intentional walk, you know, which is crazy. But what we do, just again, to kind of shorten the game, or not necessarily shorten the game, but just be more efficient, is just, hey, it's an intentional walk. We tell the umpire, and that's it. So okay, that's how we handle that.
3-1. There's a ground ball that's going to get through by Patrick Lau, a base knock for the Trappers.
Nice to get the number 9 hitter on here.
Exactly. So the leadoff hitter, Jackson Mix, who's walked his first two times to the plate after a clean single right up the middle past the glove of the catcher. I'm sorry, of the pitcher, Jackson Lucas. So Trappers have threatened a few times this inning, but haven't, or this game, but haven't been able to break through. 3 hits for the Trappers, 5 hits for the Pilots. And there's a high fly ball. That one looks like it's going to go foul on the right field side of the ballpark. Are you going to go chase that one, Steve? I know we were talking about the fact that players were climbing over the fence to go get foul balls as well, because there aren't, you know, it's a situation where save yourself a couple of bucks for a brand new ball. I mean, it's, we talked about shortages all around the country. There are even ball shortages.
It's been crazy. It's at all levels. I
yes,
know the guys
it is.
American Association really, really well. They've actually told their players, hey, don't flip the ball into the stands. Fans. And it's just, it's a crazy thing. It's this nuts supply chain thing that.
Oh my!
Oh, he can't get picked off at first.
That is exactly right. The
catcher made a beautiful throw.
Patrick Lau was leaning a little bit too far towards second. The catcher threw behind the runner, or behind the hitter, and gunned down Patrick Lau at first base, trying to dive back in. So now you have one out. It's a 1-2 count.
You know what really helped that play is that left-handed batter in the box. So.
And there's a fly ball that looks like it's going to fall in.
At least two.
At least two with the speed.
Oh, he might go three.
No. He's going to hold up.
Good call.
A good cutoff throw that time in. So after getting gunned down at first, the Trappers hit a double, which probably would have scored Patrick Lau.
I think so.
Because he was a little off the bag. So if he doesn't get gunned down there, he probably scores. That's probably an RBI double for Jackson Mix, who, by the way, came into this game with a .526 on-base percentage, has 2 walks and a double in this game. So he's extending that for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
And at the plate, it'll be Connor Bendek, who drives this one to the left field side, and that one's going to get to the wall.
Back-to-back.
And we're going to have a close play at second, but back-to-back doubles and the first RBI of the ballgame. Jackson Mix comes all the way around to score. And an RBI double, well-hit double, for Connor Bendek.
Matty Holum, manager of the Pilots, out for a little visit there. Trying to calm his pitcher down.
And in the previous inning, the pitcher had thrown some high heat, hit a guy in the face. I don't know what the situation was. I know that he was holding his mouth, and I think it might have been the same player that got hit in the face in Iowa, because he had that piece over his mouth on his helmet, and it knocked his helmet back behind the Sioux Falls canary that's down painted on the field, which, by the way, I talked about this a couple of games ago. It would be nice if we could get our field painted in Pier.
I'd love it.
So talk to your local executive in town.
Yeah.
And that pitch is going to get away, so the runner is going to move to third on a pass ball. So Connor will make his way to third base. And the Trappers trying to get something done here, down 2-1 now with a runner on third and just one out. And that is ball one to the hitter at the plate. I'm looking to see, that's Tyler Shahidi. Tyler is showing flashes, though it's a small sample size right now for the Pier Trappers, hitting .375 in his first 5 games with the team. And the pitch outside. So that's 2 balls, no strikes with one out. Jackson Lucas is struggling a little bit for the last 2 innings. And somebody threw a ball. Oh, that must have come from the dugout. I thought it came from out of the stands.
Yeah, I don't know.
To the catcher.
I don't know why they did that right there. But
And that one gets away. Ball. It looks like it's going to take some hustle. But
actually, that's a wild pitch right there.
A wild pitch over the head of the catcher. And Connor Bendek will come in to score. So the Trappers have now tied the ball game. Two runs on five hits for both teams. And the Trappers still only have one out and a 3-0 count to Shahidi. So, yes, wildness on the part of the pitcher for the Red River Pilots, Jackson Lucas. Came in the ballgame with a 7.26 ERA. He kicks and throws, and that one is outside for ball four.
Struggling.
Now, I had told our listeners on a close play at second that, unfortunately, I didn't realize it when we started the game, but we only had one umpire. Was there a heat issue? I know that there's been some heat problems today. And so was the second umpire not able to come out right. Due to being out all day today in the 100-plus degree heat?
Exactly. And you know what? Rather than take a chance with that, Matt Sisk is our umpire behind the plate. Mm-hmm. He's solid. He's very good. He's made a couple of calls that he's right where he needs to be, you know, position-wise. So I have a lot of faith in Matt, and that was the best thing for us to do.
Yeah, you got to, again, it's about safety, and the heat is out there. I mean, you and I have been running around in the heat, and we're not young guys.
I lost some weight
so
this weekend.
I am sure I'm waiting to get back on the scale when I get back to Pier. I've lost 8 pounds since I became the general manager, and there's a pop-up by Will Hoke, and he's frustrated, slams his bat because he realized that was his pitch.
Oh.
And almost dropped that time by the shortstop making the play.
Actually in fair territory, too.
And that is going to be out number two for the Pier Trappers on the pop-up by Will Hoke.
Yeah.
So Shahidi is at first on the walk. Let me get caught up on my scorecard here as we're chatting. And then Will Hoke with the pop-up to the shortstop. So that's a big number six. And Logan McKeever at the plate. Logan McKeever was hit by a pitch his last time up. And another try to throw behind the runner, Tyler Shahidi, as the ball gets away from the first baseman. So it worked the first time.
Bad
it did
idea.
Not work the second time.
Bad idea, right?
And Shahidi moves to second.
Still, two outs on that pop-up.
Yeah, still two outs. And McKeever, at the plate, he was hit between the two and the one his last time up on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
Coach Jamie is coming over to have a discussion with the umpire, and I don't know what the call is.
So what? So back to you've lost how much weight since?
8 pounds since becoming the general manager of the Pier Trappers. Well,
so
I didn't. I was about where I needed to be at 175, but I'm curious when I get back home. To see what my weight is, because I've sweated off.
I'm doing
everything. We're both doing everything we can to drink lots of water.
Yep.
But I'm telling you, I can almost guarantee I've sweat off 4 or 5 pounds this weekend.
Yeah. You know, I haven't seen Connie in 6 weeks. When I see her next
week, she's going to say, who's this guy?
I'm going to be like, who's this guy? What happened?
Get out of my house. I don't know you. There's a high pitch to Logan McKeever.
Yeah.
Again, last time up, McKeever was hit by a pitch. The first time to the plate, he struck out swinging.
So we can promote the fact that you can be a GM and lose weight.
And lose weight. That's
it's
right.
Like a weight loss program.
It is a great weight loss program.
What is that, Jenny Craig? We could call it John Hunt.
Or WW.
Right.
The Weight Watchers, they call it WW now.
Or
the Oprah plan. I don't know what plans. There's so many plans out there. Have the Paleo diet, the Kaleo diet. There's a high pop-up. And first baseman makes his way over Lee, and he will make the catch for the third out of the inning, but not before the Pier Trappers put two on the board. And we are now tied going into the bottom half of the fifth inning with the score here at the Duke Cannon Supply Company Stadium, 2-2 on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com, GreyGooseMotors.com.
Are you ready to win Twins tickets? DRG Media Group is giving you a chance to win 4 tickets to a Twins home game. It's the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. Head to your favorite station page at drgnews.com. Register daily through June 29th for your chance to win the Take Me to the Twins sweepstakes. We'll announce the winner June 30th. Take Me to the Twins from DRG Media Group, the Long Branch, River Cities, Public Transit, Eisman Home, Slumberland Furniture, and Masterpiece One Stop Smoke Shop.
All right, I'm not even trying on that one. By the way, we got word a little bit earlier. You heard the announcement made on River 92.7 that there are some storms, but they are staying just north of Pier and west, moving northbound. But you got to take cover if you're in those areas that were in the announcement that they dropped in a little bit earlier. They're calling potentially for some hail and some heavy-duty winds in that area. So back on the hill, no, actually we have a pitching change for the Pier Trappers. In the ball game for the Trappers right now is going to be number 23, as I try to look at our lineup. That would be a position player, Noah McCreary, who has 10 RBI on the season, didn't start today, and is on the hill for the Pier Trappers.
Yeah, he's a two-way guy, right? So, I mean, he can...
A utility player slash pitcher.
Yeah,
so
he can pitch.
We have a couple of those guys.
Yeah, they're valuable guys to have, especially mm-hmm. in summer ball.
Yeah, no question, because of the pitch limits, which... I think we talked about that the last time you were on the air with me, or what, 120 pitches a week? Is that correct?
Well, 105 per start.
Okay.
And then I think 5 days rest, if I'm not mistaken. I probably haven't looked at it.
I'll have to check with Mitch by the time the next time I come on the air.
It's the pitch smart guidelines. Again, we're going to take care of these guys and be very, very careful. So
check swing is... Ball two. So two balls, no strikes. Let me go ahead and let the listeners know who the hitter is as I'm trying to get caught up on my own lineup. And I'm going to have to take 1 second on that. There's a drive down the left field line and foul. Number nine is up at the plate. So that's going to be Isaac Becker. Isaac Becker had a walk and a run scored his last time up. So Becker leading off the bottom half of the fifth inning, swinging from the left-hand side against the right-handed pitches for your Pier Trappers of Noah McCreary. And I know that Jamie, like every other, Coach Jamie is looking for pitching just like every other team around our league and every league. There's a check swing. And it looks like a 3-2 count.
Yep.
So that's going to be a strike to Becker. But I know in this league, with all the rules, I talked a little bit about in the pregame show about how pitchers from a very young age are not allowed to pitch longer. There's a high fly ball. That one's going to go foul. But I want to get your opinion on this. When we were coming up, we would watch guys like Steve Carlton and Tom Seaver and Bert Blyleven and, you know, Nolan Ryan and Jim Palmer. Those guys would go out there and throw 141 pitches in an 11-inning 2-1 loss. Mm-hmm. And it's not like that in baseball today. And I think that affects pitchers at all levels. And I wanted to get your opinion on that after the pitch.
Yeah.
There's a high fly ball. It is in foul territory and not playable.
Yeah,
so still 3-2.
I mean, my thought is, you know, I loved Jack Morris in the 1991 World Series in Game 7, for example, against the Atlanta Braves, where, you know, Tom Kelly was going to pull him after 9 scoreless innings, and there was no way he was going to get that baseball out of his hands.
Right.
And, you know, I just think, I understand it.
And there's ball four, by the way. That's going to put the runner on with nobody out.
I understand, you know, limited pitches, pitch counts, things like that, especially at this level. At the major league level, I can't understand it. It's harder for me to figure out how a guy
making $25 million a year.
They get to 90 pitches, get to 95 pitches, and they're like, "Yeah, you know what? I think he's done, and he's got a shutout through 7 innings."
Well, sometimes there've been no hitters.
Yeah,
and throws behind the runner, not in time. Yeah, Clayton Kershaw. Now Clayton wasn't upset.
He had a perfect game through 7.
Yes,
it wasn't just a no hitter; it was a perfect game, which is again. Early in the season, he's had some arm issues. Okay, I get that. He's your franchise guy, right?
Yes.
But for me, I'm kind of old school. I remember those same guys, right? I mean, I just remember all those guys throwing. Shoot, man, there used to be guys that would throw 170 pitches a game back.
Exactly.
Way back,
way back in the Cy Young days.
And then they'd throw 3 days later.
Ground ball that's going to get through between the third baseman and the shortstop. So you got two runners on now for the Pilots. Here in the bottom half of the fifth inning, as Tanner Thompson gets the clean single. and that'll bring Caleb Whitley to the plate. But yeah, it is. I think they teach the pitchers, you know, to be specialist pitchers, and now they have these. What do they call them? They're not the starters. They're the warm-up pitcher or something. They throw one inning and they come out of the game and things like that in the majors. And I, you know, I'm a little old school. I don't fully understand that. I've seen teams use it a lot. I haven't been able to watch much Major League Baseball this year as I would like. Mm-hmm. But another
hit.
That's line drive that's going to fall in between the center fielder, who makes a nice play, spins and makes the throw into the cutoff man, but not before the first run of the inning, Isaac Becker comes around to score. So right now, the Red River Pilots have taken the lead by the score of 3-2 with runners on the corners. Again, you have a mostly position player on the mound for the Pier Trappers, Noah McCreary. A decent start by Sam Dineo, by the way, the kid who just graduated high school 2 weeks ago in Sacramento. As a matter of fact, he played at Coach Jamie's high school, and he had a decent outing, and another base hit over the head of the second baseman is going to score the second run this inning. So now it's 4-2 in favor of the Pilots. Now you got runners on first and second. But again, welcome Sam Dineo to the team. He had opportunities to get out of the innings. He got the ground balls that he needed to get at the right times. Unfortunately, 2 inches right, 2 inches left, they get through, a couple of runs score. So I think we're going to be seeing good things out of him throughout the course of the season. That pitch inside and low for ball one. But yeah, I think we've covered the pitcher issue, but I love those days. The first game I ever saw was the Minnesota Twins against the Baltimore Orioles on safety patrol day as a third grader, where we got free tickets to sit in the $5 section of Old Memorial Stadium. Yeah. And it was Jim Palmer against Bert Blyleven, two of my favorite pitchers of all time.
Or as Chris Berman would say, Bert be home Blyleven.
Yeah.
Right?
Blyleven.
And Blyleven, he threw a lot of curveballs.
Right? Yes, he did.
He wasn't throwing 94, 95. He was throwing a lot of curveballs. And I think that allowed him to throw more pitches. But yeah, both those guys, they came out and expected to throw nine innings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case anymore. It's, you know, like you said, you've got specialists, whether it's a setup guy, your closer, et cetera. I mean, I'm thankful for the new rule in MLB where you can't come in and just face one guy.
Right.
You know, you have to face more than one guy when you come in. I think that speeds the game a little bit.
There's a ground ball to the second baseman, a chance for two. The throw to second is good, and the throw to first in time for the double play. The Trappers get out of the inning. Before I send it back to the studio.
Oh, two outs.
Oh, just two outs. That's right. There was nobody out, so we do have time. I wanted to get your thought. Some of these leagues, like the Atlantic League, where I used to work, they didn't do this when I was there before, but in the Atlantic League, they have that pitch clock now, and I think they're trying to bring that into Major League Baseball and are doing it in some levels of Minor League Baseball. To me, baseball is a game that doesn't have a time limit. I wonder what your thoughts are on any kind of time clock in baseball.
Well, you know, I mean, I think here's the issue. A lot of the younger generation doesn't have the attention span of what you and I might have, John. I would love to watch a 3-hour game. I don't think people want to watch a 3-hour game anymore. So I think, you know, speeding the pace of play is probably not a bad idea. I don't know about the clock.
One second here, just to get everybody caught up. Two strikes on Jalen Lee, the first baseman, and the pitch. Ooh. And a swing and a miss, so a strikeout.
Wow.
Strikeout will end that inning. And not much damage. Two runs in by the Pilots after the Trappers tied the score. But go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah. No, I just think pace of play is something that MLB is trying to, you know, enhance or speed up. I just think the clock is a little tough sometimes. You know, you used to have guys that were the human rain delay, right?
Yes.
David Ortiz would do the same thing every time.
Mm-hmm.
He'd spin in both hands and clap, you know, put his hands together.
Yep.
I remember Chuck Knobloch with the Twins and then ultimately the Yankees. He was a human rain delay out there.
Also, yes.
He would always adjust his batting gloves. And I don't know. I think that was kind of part of the game. But I understand why they're trying to speed up pace of play. The Atlantic League does a lot of
interesting new things. Stealing first base,
was
a big thing that they did.
They were, now, this I don't agree with. They were even talking about moving the mound back to 60 feet, 6 inches to 60 feet.
Again, leave that alone.
Yeah, you can't do that. Right, I mean, that just changes everything in the game of baseball. But you know, pace of play, I know that's something that those guys are interested in trying to improve.
Okay, 4-2 in favor of the Pilots on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
It's the easiest way to shop locally online and save. Discount deals at drgnews.com any time of the day or night with great savings on items and services. Donnie's Breakfast Diner and Pizzeria, Taco John's and Burger King in Mulbridge, Turner Drug, Gas and Goodies and Stan C Store in Gettysburg, and more. Register to save your payment information or shop as a guest. Just click on discount deals at any station page on drgnews.com. Discount deals from DRG Media Group.
Coming back at me. Good to have you with us. Oh, Cleveland rocks. I like that. All right. The presidents of the United States of America standing at attention. Cleveland rocks was the Drew Carey theme. At least that's what I think she was throwing on there. That's what it sounded like to me. Anyways, 4-2 in favor of the Pilots. My name is John Hunt, sitting in for Ryan Breeden for one more night. Ryan will take back over the broadcast on Tuesday. The Trappers have an off day tomorrow after the road trip home. At least it's not a long trip from Minot or somewhere else farther away. It is the three and a half hour bus ride with some of the traffic, the traffic road work that is being done on the main interstate on the way back to Pierre. Sioux Falls Canary Stadium again, your Pilots leading the Trappers by the score of 4-2. And the first pitch of the inning is inside for ball one. It looks like a new pitcher on the mound also for the Pilots. I'll get you some information on him momentarily. A right-hander with a high leg kick and hits another Trapper. And that wasn't even close. That was up in the neck area, shoulder area. So number 8, Colby Rich, second time he has been hit by a pitch in a row, and he was frustrated. He will take his base. Again, that wasn't, you know, he didn't hit him in the leg or in the butt. He hit him up in the shoulder area, and that is the third or fourth time that there have been some pitches thrown, some high head, you know, head-hunting heat by the Pilots pitchers so far tonight. So Eric Lemberg, the Canadian A, comes to the plate. He's got a single and a strikeout so far in this game. And swings at the first pitch for strike one. 4-2 again in favor of the Pilots. Trappers have the tie run at the plate with nobody out. Kicks and throws. That one is in for a strike. And Lemberg shakes his head in frustration. Can't figure out the strike zone. And I will try to get you a picture. I believe it's Kobe Friedland on the mound. And there's a foul ball straight back toward the Trappers dugout and out of play off the brick wall. By the way, it is 9 o'clock, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, River 92.7, KGFX FM Pier. Seatbelts save lives. Buckle up every time. It is, by the way, that is correct. The pitcher is Kobe Friedland, number 27, and a throw over to first base not in time to get Colby Rich diving back into the bag. Pilot pitchers have been headhunting tonight with a lot of pitch, and I'm not saying it's intentional, but there have been a number of pitches that have been high and inside to the Pier Trappers hitters. Eric Lemberg swings and misses for the strikeout. So one down and one on for your Pier Trappers. Garrett Arnold comes to the plate. He had a single. He had a 3-6-3 double play that was questionable, and he also has gunned down two runners from behind the plate. So Garrett Arnold overall having a good game tonight. That pitch is dead center for a strike. So again, a new pitcher in for the Pilots, Kobe Friedland, if you're scoring at home. And he's taking his time with a runner, looking over his shoulder, comes to the plate, check swing, and that is called a strike. By the way, we have a new hitter at the plate. I believe that is Daniel Hobb, number 17, now hitting for Garrett Arnold. So we're going to have a change at catcher. And there's a drive down the third baseline and foul over in the bullpen area where a number of Pilots pitchers were sitting. They got woken up. I don't know if they were spitting seeds or what they were doing over there. So 4-2 in favor of the Pilots again. Two strikes, one out. And Daniel Hobb in the game for Garrett Arnold. So we'll have a change at catcher. And the pitch is, I had to wait for a second because that pitch has been called a strike on and off throughout the course of the night. That is outside for one ball and two strike counts. So Hobb steps back into the box. He likes to hug the plate from the left-hand side. Friedland looks in, and there's a drive and foul on the first base side. So Hobb spraying the ball all over the place, but not able to put one in play. One ball, two strikes. Again, there's one out and a runner on first base. There are five hit-by-pitches so far in this ball game by the Pilots pitchers. And there's a drive that's going to get over the head of the second baseman. Falls in, so two runners on. Daniel Hobb continues his hot hitting. And moves the runner to second. So now you have runners at first and second. Colby Rich now at second. Daniel Hobb with the clean single is at first. Patrick Lau is the scheduled hitter. Let's see if there are any changes there. Nope, it is Patrick Lau, the left fielder, swinging from the left-hand side against the right-handed pitching of Friedland. So the Trappers have already brought in a position player to pitch. And Lau lines up to bunt. The pitch is inside. He backs away and takes ball one. Runners were going, but he had to pull back and take as that pitch was way inside. I see Lau working on the bunt in the box. He's definitely a good bunter. And that pitch is outside. So I'm looking to make sure we have the right count. It is two balls, no strikes, one out, and again, two runners on for your Pier Trappers in the top half of the sixth inning on getaway day, getting ready to head back toward Pier after this ball game. I know the players will be happy to have a day off. I will be returning to the office tomorrow morning. As my assistant general manager, I gave him the day off, and both of the interns, the official interns that are with the Trappers, will be taking the day off to do some travel around South Dakota tomorrow. So it'll just be me in the office. If there's anything you need, don't hesitate to give us a ring, or you can email me directly if you need to, john@peertrappers.com. I'd love to hear your comments or answer any questions that you might have. That's john@peertrappers.com. And a long homestand coming starting on the 23rd. Oh, my. The runner went, turned around and stopped, and there was nobody as the pitcher turned around. He was hoping to make a throw, but neither the shortstop or the second baseman went back to the bag. And so Rich was back safely at second. He very well could have gotten gunned down. And that pitch is in there for a strike to Patrick Lau, who shakes his head. He thought that ball was low. It was directly across the plate, but he did believe that pitch was low. So again, 4-2 with two runners on and only one out, a full count to Patrick Lau, the number 9 hitter. Lau had a single his last time up. Kick and a throw. There's a ground ball that's going to get through between the first and the second baseman, and everybody's going to hold. Patrick Lau advances the runner, and the runner's going to come home. Sliding is safe. A great job by Colby Rich. Great hustle play. Coach Jamie sent him. And the throw came in from the right fielder. It was a very close play at the plate. And now that'll make the score 4-3 in favor of the Pilots. Runners on first and second, and still only one out with Friedland on the mound. So an RBI single for Patrick Lau. Colby Rich, who was hit by a pitch, comes in to score. So still only one out in the inning. At the top of the order, Jackson Mix, swinging from the right-hand side, comes up to the plate. And the runner's going to go. There's nobody there, but the throw is safe. He is safe. The ball is dropped by the third baseman. Wait a second. Somebody's been ejected from this ball game. And somebody in the Trappers dugout has been ejected from the ball game after that play. I'm not sure what the call was, what this is about, but one of the Trappers has been ejected from the ball game. Matt Sisk looked over at the dugout, pointed at a player, and threw him out of the ball game. Bases are loaded for the Trappers. I'm sorry, runners at second and third. That's a coach. That's a coach over in the first base box standing near the bag. So Jackson Mix will come back into the play, come back into the box. We're going to find out what happened in the dugout, who was thrown out, and why. Well, I think we have the answer. And the count now is, I'm looking up at the scoreboard to see if it has changed. Just one strike to Jackson Mix. I see one Trapper sitting outside of the dugout, and now they're going to make him leave the dugout area. And that is number 23 for the Pier Trappers. I'm going to get you that in just a moment. Noah McCreary has been thrown out of the ballgame. He was pitching in the last inning. And there's a high pop-up. Let's see if this one's going to fall in. The left fielder is going to come in and make the play. Runners cannot advance as it is in shallow left field. So it looks to me like the pitcher who had been in the ballgame previously, is probably the player that was ejected. I got to get an official word on that. But he left the dugout area after Matt Sisk threw someone in the Trapper's dugout out of the ballgame. So the last game of this series, getting exciting, a 4-3 ballgame, Trappers and Pilots. I told you these teams are pretty evenly matched, and we're seeing some of that tonight. The pitch is low and outside to Connor Bendick now at the plate. Jackson Mix at second. Daniel Hobb at first. And the pitch is called a strike. It's actually Patrick Lau is at second. After all of the confusion, we get caught up. Daniel Hobb is at third. And Colby Rich scored on heads-up running by the Trappers. Friedland has a strange motion. He keeps tapping the mound and now comes forward. Big swing and a miss that time by Bendick. So I'll get you all the way caught up. Hobb at third. Patrick Lau at second, at the plate, Connor Bendick. It's 4-3 in favor of the Trappers. There are two outs, one ball, two strikes to Bendick. Friedland kicks and throws. It's swinging a foul ball that gets away from the catcher, and the throw to first is in time for the final out of the inning. So the Trappers leave runners on second and third. They had an opportunity to do even more damage, but they do cut that lead down to 4-3. And we're going to head back to the studio on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
When you're ready to wash your car, head to Classic Car Wash on Wells and Pier. Use any of their four wash bays with card processing for your convenience. And features like spot-free rinse and the best vacs in town. Needing to wash your boat? Use the easy access outside bay. Keep your car looking sharp with Classic Car Wash on Wells Avenue in Pier.
Eric Clapton, Layla on that one as we get back to Trappers baseball. 4-3 and a new pitcher in the ballgame for the Pier Trappers. And I'm going to get you the number on the pitcher as he's warming up. It is number 16, Parker Lewis, who has pitched in this series a couple of innings, but not near his pitch count. So Parker Lewis available to come in and pitch for the Pier Trappers in relief tonight. Getting his warm-up tosses in. And I have to tell Heather back in the studio that I think when I had Steve Wagner in here, the owner of the league, I wasn't looking at my cell phone as often to get notes. And I'd seen that it was the top of the hour, and I hit the legal ID. However, I didn't see your text, so I wanted to make sure we were both on the same page. It is 15 minutes after 9 o'clock. We are now in the bottom half of the sixth inning on getaway day in a close ball game. 4 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors for the Pilots, 3 runs on 7 hits, and no errors for your Pier Trappers in this ball game. A number of hit-by-pitches have made this one a little spicy. And some interesting calls as we only have one umpire in this ball game. The second umpire that would normally have been in the game out due to heat exhaustion. And a player for the Trappers has been thrown out of the ball game. It was number 23, Noah McCreary. So Parker Lewis, again, in the ball game. He kicks and throws. There's a ground ball to the first baseman. And he will take it himself for the out. So a great job that time for your Pier Trappers by Will Hoke. So that's a 3 unassisted in your scorebook if you are old school like me and keeping a scorebook on your Pier Trappers. Joey Hayden will come to the plate, number 25, swinging from the right-hand side, hitting .222 coming into the game. He hit into a 3-6 double play, and he also flew out to the right fielder his first two times to the plate. Now we're in the sixth inning. A ground ball to second base and not enough time to make the throw. I think that the pitcher dove and knocked the ball down, slowing it down, making it hard for Jackson Mix to get to the ball. And with the speedy Joey Hayden going down the line, he decided to not make that throw. He just ate it and held on, rather than trying to rush the throw and maybe throwing it away. So a double play opportunity with one out as Josiah Collardo, the catcher, comes to the plate. We'll call that a single. No error on the play. It would have been a tough out. And that one's going to go outside for ball one. Again, new pitcher for the Pier Trappers, Parker Lewis on the mound. The third pitcher in the Trappers rotation on the hill tonight. A throw to first, not in time, as Will Hoke tries to make the sweep tag. And Lewis looks over his shoulder at the runner, kicks and throws, and there's a pop-up. And the catch is made behind the plate by the new catcher in the ballgame, Daniel Hobb, who came in as a pinch hitter for Garrett Arnold in the last inning. Ended up being stranded at third base when that inning ended. So we have had a little excitement in this ballgame. I've had a great time calling these three games. Again, a throw behind the runner, not in time by Daniel Hobb over to Will Hoke. They are trying, again, with a one-run ballgame. They're trying very hard to keep Joey Hayden close to first with two outs now. One ball, no strikes, two outs, and a swing and a miss. So if we were in the stadium, one ball, one strike here, by the way, if we were in Hyde Stadium, this would be an exciting moment for the crowd. Again, not a big crowd here at Duke Cannon Supply Stadium. And there's a strike and then a throw to second in time, but the ball is dropped by the second baseman covering. It would have been a close play by Daniel Hobb. I think maybe the runner would have stolen the base anyways, even if Jackson Mix hadn't dropped the ball. But it is a strike, so it's one ball, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on second for the Red River Pilots. And there's strike three. And that's going to end the inning on a strikeout to Josiah Collardo. And we are going to go ahead. It's 4-3, by the way, here. 4-3 is your score. The winds are picking up and changing direction just a little bit. But we're going to head to the top half of the sixth inning for your Pier Trappers. Pilots 4, Trappers 3 on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm from Griggs Motors. I have an automotive key addiction. I go to the junkyard, I take keys out, I take them home, I pick them, I disassemble them, and when I get good at that, I hang upside down, and I take them apart and do it as fast as I can. So before you go to a dealer, I can save you a lot of money from a tow, and I can do things with automotive keys that dealers can't even dream about. I can do broken keys, I can do key programming, key fobs, anything to do with automotive keys that they tell you that you can't do, I can do. Come check me out at GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com, GregGooseMotors.com.
Experience the Outpost Lodge, overlooking the Cow Creek Bay on Lake Oahe, just 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804. Come and enjoy fine dining in the unique atmosphere of the lodge at the Lakefront Steakhouse. Open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Specializing in steaks and barbecue ribs, serving locally raised Cowan Ranch beef. For your next meal, head to the Outpost Lodge, 17 miles north of Pier on Highway 1804.
An exciting ball game. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock Pier, South Dakota time, of course. Wherever you're listening around the country, we appreciate you checking out Trappers Baseball on River 92.7 FM. The Trappers come back to the plate here in the top half of the seventh inning. Leading off this one will be Tynan Shahidi. He's been on base twice, a walk, a single, and he's also has a strikeout looking in this ballgame. And that first pitch off speed by Friedland, and it's in for a strike. So again, a close ball game here tonight. Some interesting plays. A couple of four times the Trappers have been hit by pitches. And that one's also inside to Shahidi. So it's one ball, one strike. Here is the count. John Hunt sitting in for Ryan Breeden for a couple more innings. Then Tuesday, he will be back to make the call for your Pier Trappers. That pitch is low. So that's going to be good. Two balls and one strike to Tynan Shahidi. Again, Friedland on the mound for the Red River Pilots. And I have had a good time calling these ball games. It kind of brings back memories of the radio career, which didn't end very long ago, right before I took the job as the general manager of your Pier Trappers. There's a foul ball straight back. And again, having a tremendous time meeting the people of Pier and, you know, becoming more and more part of the community with the Pier Trappers. Trying to improve the fun in the stadium and get you out there. So if you're interested, PierTrappers.com is the place to get your tickets. Another foul ball straight back. And a lot of interesting games coming up. We have Salute to Service Night on the 23rd, where the players will be giving their jerseys, the jerseys off their backs. We'll have an auction set up, and we'll give you all the details on that as we get closer to that date. But that's on Thursday. Friday, it's Fireworks Night, brought to you by Wegner Automotive. So right off the bat, some interesting nights. It's also DRG Radio Night on Thursday the 23rd. So, yeah, there's a lot of fun coming up with Trappers Baseball. A seven-game homestand starting on Thursday. Get your tickets at peertrappers.com. And there's an off-speed pitch. And Shahidi breaks the bat, snaps it at the plate, and no call this time. There was a pilot in the last Trappers game who did the same thing, who was ejected from the game. Shahidi didn't like the call, and I can understand why on that inside pitch to the left-handed hitter. And he breaks his bat in disgust as he goes to the plate with a strikeout looking. And the first pitch is high and outside to Will Hoch. Will Hoch has hit the ball well. The baseball gods have not been kind to him as the wind has knocked down a couple of potential home runs for Hoch in this series. Doing a great job at first base. And that pitch is low and inside for ball two. So we've already had one trapper ejected. And Tynan Shahidi broke a bat in disgust. As he walked off, he was not ejected. And the pitch is high and outside for ball three, pitching very carefully to Will Hoch. They realize what kind of power he has with a one-run lead. We talked about, you know, four-pitch walks. They're just pitching around Will Hoch right now. We'll see if they try to come in with anything to tempt him at the plate. Freeland kicks and throws, and that one is in there for the strike. Freeland has an interesting motion where he taps the edge of the rubber three or four times as he's getting ready to start his motion toward the plate. He stares in for the sign, tap one, two, three, four, five, six times this time. High leg kick and a throw, and there's a high fly ball. The second baseman is under it and makes the catch. So Will Hoch not able to get on. There are now two outs in this inning on the fly ball to the second baseman. Logan McKeever will come to the plate. Logan's been hit in the back once tonight. He also struck out swinging in his other at-bat. He's the DH for this evening. High kick and a throw. Low for ball one. There's two outs here in the top half of the seventh inning. Pilots up by the score of 4-3. Four runs on nine hits for the Pilots. Three runs on seven hits for your Pier Trappers. High leg kick once again and a throw and a big swing and a miss by McKeever. That's going to be 1-1 count now with two outs. It'll be nice to get back home to Pier. I will retreat back to the office and working on game day type stuff while Ryan Breeden goes on the road with the team to Minot, North Dakota for a couple of games. And then it's interesting the way the schedule has been written. Previously, we had a seven-game series or seven games in Minot and then got one game in Pier. And then we get a two-game series in Minot and then get one game against those guys in Pier. And striking out looking and just standing at the plate in frustration. And actually, Logan's going to go over and ask the umpire where this pitch is. He's trying to draw a line on the turf. He is frustrated, as many of the Trappers are with Matt Sisk tonight. But Logan McKeever strikes out looking to end the inning. And so we're going to head to the bottom half of the seventh. They're playing some take me out to the ball game right now. It's 4-3 in favor of the Pilots on the Voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Oahu days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
The Crossing Inn Pier is a must-stop for ice-cold beverages in a relaxed atmosphere. They have 16 beers on tap. Many of them are from breweries all around South Dakota. And with a full liquor selection, they can mix up the drink you are looking for. Their staff is ready to serve you and your friends. Like them on Facebook to get information about drink specials and event information. Stop on down to The Crossing, located at 115 East Pleasant Drive, right next to the corner station.
Blondie, call me. Well, you can call the Pier Trappers office if you like tomorrow, and we'll sell you some tickets. Or you can go to piertrappers.com. How's that for the complete plug as we head in to the bottom half of the seventh inning? Big swing and a miss to Tanner Thompson, who's 2-for-2 tonight with two singles, left on base both times in this ball game. And there's a called strike. So Parker Lewis doing the job on the mound, dealing for the Trappers right now. 0-2, nobody out. Again, this is the first batter of the inning. And there's a foul ball. So that's going to make it still a two-strike count. Tanner Thompson at the plate with a baby blue North Carolina Tar Heel color bat, which, by the way, is enough to make me not dig it, because I, growing up a Maryland Terrapins fan, Duke and North Carolina are the teams that you don't root for. And there you go. He strikes out with that baby blue North Carolina Tar Heel bat, swinging to start the inning. Top of the order, Caleb Whitley will come to the plate, swinging from the right-hand side. Against the right-handed offerings of Parker Lewis for the Pier Trappers. So one down here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. First pitch is outside for ball one. Again, a very tight ball game here. 4-3 in favor of the Pilots right now. That pitch is high for ball two. So 2-0. With just one out here in the bottom half of the seventh. Maybe our Trappers will give me an exciting finish on my last game calling in place of Ryan Breeden. And the ground ball to the second baseman, Jackson Mix, the throw to Will Hoke in time to gun down the leadoff hitter, Caleb Whitley. So two down in the inning. Alex Miller will make his way to the plate. Alex Miller came into the game hitting .211. So far tonight, he's got a walk and a single. Did not score either time, but has been on base both times to the plate. One ball, no strikes with two outs. Again, in the bottom of the seventh. Parker Lewis looks in for the sign. He'll kick and throw. And there is a flare that looks like it's going to fall in front of Eric Lemberg, who stops it in front of him, makes the throw to Jackson Mix, the second baseman, but not before the single by Alex Miller. So Alex Miller has been on base all three times tonight, came into the game hitting .211. He's helped his batting average tonight for sure. Jack Walton will come to the plate. He's got 9 hits on the season. He was hitting .238 coming into the game. He's grounded into an 8-3 double play, or actually flew into an 8-3 double play, I should say. And the runner goes on a pitch out, not in time, as Alex Miller will steal second on Daniel Hobb. But again, Jack Walton with a two fly balls to the center fielder. One ended up in a 8-3 double play. The second one just caught by the center fielder, Tynan Shahidi. The count now, two balls and no strikes to Jack Walton. And that one's going to be low for ball three. The runner taking a healthy lead at second. The wind's dying down a little bit and changing direction almost from right to left rather than right in to the plate. And there's a strike. So three balls and one strike to the hitter, Jack Walton. With two outs, it would be nice to get out of this inning so we don't have to face 352 hitting Jalen Lee. And there's a ground ball that goes off the pitcher's ankle and gets through. And he's going to come to the plate and cover, but not in time before the speedy Alex Miller comes around to score on the single by Jack Walton. So Jalen Lee, a powerhouse, hitting 352 with 20 hits on the season. None yet tonight, though. A ground ball to the second baseman and a strikeout his first two times to the plate. The score is now 5-3 in favor of the Pilots. Five runs on 11 hits and two errors for the Pilots. Three runs on seven hits and no errors for your Pier Trappers. And the first pitch is high and outside to Jalen Lee from Parker Lewis. Parker Lewis pitches quickly compared to some of the other pitchers, especially with runners on. He does look over his shoulder to see if the runner's going to go, and he's going to come to the plate. It's a high fly ball by Lee, and the center fielder, Shahini, is going to make the catch on one knee, and that will end the inning, but not before the Pilots put another one on the board. We've got two innings left of baseball. We could end up going to a home run derby, maybe, or we will take a Trapper's win in the ninth. How's that? Right now, though, the Pilots are up by the score of 5-3 on the Voice of the Trappers, River, 92.7 FM.
Tokyo Japanese Cuisine prepares authentic Japanese fare, including hibachi and delicious sushi. Conveniently located in the Northridge Plaza, Tokyo is a great choice for eat-in or take-out in the pier area. Tokyo Japanese Cuisine is known for its variety in taste and high-quality fresh ingredients. They're open from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, noon to 9 on Sundays. For carry-out orders, call Tokyo Japanese Cuisine at 605-494-3388.
Now you can book flights from Pier Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Plus, the morning flight is now at 8:20, allowing you to connect to the majority of continued flights. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pier Regional Airport. One-way rates as low as $59, 50 passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Skip the drive. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
She's hitting me with the blondie, one way or another. I'm going to get you. So Debbie Harry and Blondie from back in the 70s and early 80s. Next will probably be, I don't know, how about the song with the rap in it? We'll have to do some of that rapture before the night's over. 5-3 in favor of your Pilots over the Trappers right now. Trappers coming to the plate. A new pitcher in the ballgame, number 13, Josh Simon. Now, if you're a big-time Trappers fan and you were at the ballpark last week, you may know that Josh Simon is the guy that slammed his bat and got ejected, which caused Matty Holum to come running out of the dugout and get ejected as well. And as he was leaving the stadium, a Pier Trappers fan handed him a beer on the way up the steps. Instead, he needed to cool off a little bit, so he gave him a cold beer. I don't know what brand he gave him. I don't know if he gave him a Coors Light or a Summer Shanty or what it was, but he got hooked up with a beer on the way to the bus. And he's now on the mound, and that pitch is going to get away. So that's going to make it two balls and two strikes. The count on the board is one ball and two strikes. So let's see here. That's going to be outside. So let's see if they catch up the count. Now it is two balls and two strikes. At the plate for your Peer Trappers, number 8, Colby Rich. Now we've got a full count at 3-2. Colby Rich tonight grounded into an out to the third baseman. He was hit in the face by a pitch. And there is a big swing and a miss for the third strike of the inning, or third strike to Colby Rich. And then he was hit by a pitch and scored in the sixth inning. As we are now in the top half of the eighth inning in this ball game. So Colby Rich strikes out swinging, and Eric Lemberg is the scheduled hitter. Let's see if there's a change there. It looks like Jacob Griffin has now come in. Jacob Griffin is your pinch hitter, and he's going to swing and miss at the first offering. So again, Jacob Griffin in the ball game, and sort of a double kick. By the pitcher on the mound, Josh Simon. Looks like, what's his name, Kikuchi for Seattle. And that one is a well-hit ball, but right at the right fielder. He hit that ball on a button, and it was directly at the right fielder. Any place else, that drops in for a base knock. But unfortunately, that's why you put the fielders where you do. And that's going to be the second out of the inning on a flyout. Daniel Hobb will come to the plate swinging from the left-hand side. Griffin College, also a resident of Norcross, Georgia. Two outs, one ball, no strikes to Daniel Hobb with some speed on the bases. And there's a ground ball down the third baseline and just foul. So one ball, one strike. And two outs now in the inning. 5-3 in favor of the Pilots. That pitch is low and outside to Hobb. It'll make it two balls and one strike. Again, getting ready for the long bus trip back to Pier. Team will get back there somewhere between 12:30 and 1 o'clock initially. Now, this game started a little later than expected. By the way, that's ball three to Hobb, so it's 3-1 with two down. Daniel Hobb at the plate. And then the players have a day off tomorrow. There's a high pop-up. The catcher's hustling back. We'll see if he can make the play. No, it gets right into the first row of seats directly behind the plate. So that's going to make it a full count with two outs to Daniel Hobb. Team will get back again into Pier probably, and we're going to say around 1 o'clock, maybe even 1:30-ish. Now that this game started a little later than expected. After the game, all the players will all get their post-game meal, and then we'll load up and jump on the buses. I'll be tearing down equipment and jumping on the bus with these guys as well. Daniel Hobb will take ball four, and we'll head to first base. Again, Hobb with some speed, but there are two outs in the inning, so we'll see how Coach Jimmy Habecker handles it. And Hobb, a single and a walk so far in his two at-bats. Patrick Lau staying in the ball game, and that pitch is inside for ball one. Patrick Lau has a ground ball to the pitcher thrown out at first, and two singles tonight, no runs scored. And a spin throw to first, not in time. To throw out the head-first diving Daniel Hobb into first base. So Patrick Lau waits for the pitch. Hobb is going, and the throw is high and over the head of the second baseman. And Daniel Hobb is going to hustle over to third, sliding in again head-first. I will not be on, not that it matters on this turf, but I won't be, I won't be on laundry duty anymore after this weekend, at least for a little while. Got to brush. When you're dealing with the turf, though, it's all that rubber, that black rubber that stains the jersey. And there's a pitch high and inside. Two balls, one strike, and now a runner on third. is Daniel Hobb. And that's going to be a ball outside for ball three. So it's now three balls and one strike to Patrick Lau. Again, Josh Simon on the hill. He's going to get the called strike to Lau, who just sort of smirks, shakes his head, and will climb back into the box. Full count, two outs, runner on third, and there's a ground ball foul by Patrick Lau. Five-3, your score in favor of the Pilots in a very closely contested game. It's been a back-and-forth battle the whole night. Pilots took an early lead. Trappers came back, tied the game. And there's a ground ball on the first base side right at the first baseman, Lee, and he will tag the bag, and that's going to be the end of the eighth inning for the Trappers. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth with the score, Pilots 5-3. On the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
At Darren Boyle Sales, I am thankful for this recent moisture, and we continue to get ready for mowing season with a great selection of Bush Hog mowers. Bush Hog mounted and pull type mowers in sizes from 7 to 15 feet, Bush Hog zero turn mowers in 3 models, and Bush Hog tillers, 3-point discs, and mounted blades ready for work this spring. I also have Bush Hog rakes and disc mowers on hand for this year's haying season. If you need farm equipment of any kind, give me a call at 222-0317, like the Darren Boyle Sales Facebook page, or shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com.
The BRG Media Group Sports Players Perspective Podcast.
It's the best of the best of the best. The best athletes in the world playing the game of football.
And Piers Grandin Cruz will get to see them each week this season as a new National Football League official. One more visit with Grandin Cruz on the Players Perspective Podcast. Listen or download at your favorite station page at the DRG News app and DRGNews.com. Brought to you by American Bank and Trust and Avero Orthopedics.
Good to have you with us in Duke Cannon Stadium, the home of the Sioux Falls Canaries, also known as the Birdcage. The sun went down, 89 degrees, feels like 93, 18-mile-an-hour winds from the south right now. So a little cooler out there as the lights are on and we're under darkness. Well, the lights are on and we are, wouldn't that be, that would be a Yogi Berra-ism, if you will. The lights are on and we're under darkness. That would not exactly work. Tyler Wilshire expected to be the hitter to the plate. And taking a look at who is on the mound for the Pier Trappers, number 25, Brady Glenn, has taken over on the mound for the Pier Trappers, throwing from the left-hand side. 5-3 in favor of the Pilots. And the first pitch is hit high to the shortstop. And the wind blows it back and he falls down and the ball lands right next to him. It was a high fly ball. The winds messed around with it. He had a bead on it. And Connor Bendick fell and the ball fell right next to him. So we got to call that an E6. To Tyler Wilshire. Runner on first with Joey Hayden. At the plate, swinging from the left-hand side. Came into the game hitting .222. He scored a run earlier in this ball game off of a single, or after a single, I should say. And the throw over to first, not in time. Trying to hold Tyler Wilshire on first. Again, bottom of the eighth inning. Brady Glenn looks over to first, kicks and throws, and there's a ground ball to the shortstop. A chance for two. There's one. Not quick enough, though, to get the second out. He did get the lead runner. A good play by Tyler Bendick after the error previously takes out the lead runner. So one down, one on. As Josiah Collardo, the catcher, is scheduled to come to the plate. And he is there, hitting from the left-hand side. And the first pitch in for a strike by Brady Glenn. Again, still a close ball game. They did officially put the error up on the board. And Glenn with a breaking pitch that comes back into the plate for a strike. So no balls, two strikes, one out, and a runner on first. Glenn kicks and throws, and that one is outside. One ball, two strikes, one out. Here in the bottom half of the eighth. And the throw is low, directly across the plate, but low. So it's now a 2-2 count. Brady Glenn works relatively quickly, the left-hander, with an easy look at first. Doesn't have to look over his shoulder. Kicks and throws. And there's a ground ball right back to Glenn. He's going to go to second for one. And the throw to first is in time for the double play. Brady Glenn making a nice play from the top of the mound. He gets the ground ball, turns, throws to second, and then the throw to first is in time for the 1-6-3 double play. So good play there. Star that one on your score sheet for Brady Glenn. The Trappers will come back with just three outs left. 5-3 is your score in favor of the Pilots as we head to the top of the ninth on the voice of the Trappers, River 92.7 FM.
Ah, why am I so sore? There are everyday moments.
Hey, hold the ladder! Hold the ladder!
Yeah. That hurt. And there are epic moments.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Go it! Class of 1995!
When a moment creates a health need, visit the experts at Avera Orthopedics. We're moving health forward so you can tell the story. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Business owners, have you been exploring advertising more on social media or even looking at advertising and streaming services? This is John with DRG Media Group. Did you know that we offer complete marketing solutions that can have your business on the radio, online, in applications on your customers' smartphones, across social media, and even on popular streaming services? Give us a call today at 224-8686 and let the team at DRG Media Group take care of all your marketing needs so you can get back to the important thing, your business and your customers.
It's the Groove Line by Heatwave. How about that one? Pulling them out of my hat here. 5-3. Pilots in the lead heading into the top of the ninth inning. The Trappers need to have some Trapper magic as we have the top of the order, it looks like, for the Trappers. Let's take a peek here. Yes, it will be Jackson Mix, Connor Bendick, and Tynan Shahidi as your hitters coming up. Again, the top of the order, best opportunity, you would think, for the Pier Trappers to get something going here. Down two runs in the top half of the ninth inning. And the first pitch is way inside, almost hits the leadoff hitter, Jackson Mix. Bends the knees and was able to get out of the way for ball one. And that one's going to be outside for ball two. So he works the first one inside. He goes to the outside part of the plate for two balls and no strikes. And there's a high fly ball by Jackson Mix. So we're going to see if this one gets out of play. The first baseman drops the ball in foul territory, giving Jackson Mix another opportunity at the plate. That ball was in foul territory. Jalen Lee had made his way over there, had the ball hit the heel of his glove, and pop out. So Jackson Mix given another life here at the plate. Two balls, one strike, nobody out. Jackson Mix awaits the pitch, and there's a swing and a miss. So that's going to make it two balls and two strikes. Still on the hill, Josh Simon for the Red River Pilots, trying to get the save. Kicks and throws, and there's a ground ball, slow roller to the third baseman who picks it up, and it is a high throw, but it is an out. A close play, Jackson Mix's speed almost got him there in time. So one down on the 5-3 ground out. Connor Bendek, the shortstop, comes to the plate. He's hit into a 6-3 fielder's choice twice. He has an RBI double and a strikeout swinging so far tonight. Strike one on the first pitch as he steps back into the box on the left-hand side. And the pitch, a ground ball toward third base, and it is grounded foul. Drew Copeland coaching over at third right now for the Pier Trappers. And the pitch, that is outside. So that's going to make it one ball and two strikes, one out for your Pier Trappers. And that pitch is going to be high now. So it's two balls, two strikes, one out. The Trappers, again, down two runs here in the top half of the ninth inning. And that ball is down the first baseline and just foul before it hit the bounced over the bag, I guess, at first base. So Trappers looking for some Trapper magic. They've split the first two games of the series, beating the Roosters, losing to Saurus Valley in the first two games. And that pitch is outside for ball three, so it's a full count with one out, nobody on. In the top half of the ninth inning, Trappers down 5-3. And there's a fly ball to the first baseman. Pendek throws his bat in frustration, and there are now two down for your Pier Trappers, down two runs. They have had their opportunities in this game, just not able to convert on more than one occasion. So Tynan Shahidi comes to the plate. Last time up, he struck out on what he considered to be some questionable strike calls, snapped a bat in half. Actually, he broke the handle off the bat, smashing it into the ground, and now falls behind. Nope, it's an even count, 1-1. And again, we'd said this was two evenly matched teams, and this ball game has shown it. Nobody's, you know, putting a whipping on the other one. A couple of mistakes by the Trappers, and this game could be going the other way. Just some minor miscommunications in the field. And they're going to call that a strike, and Shahidi just turns his head in disgust. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Last opportunity to get something going for the Pier Trappers, and the pitch outside for ball three. As number 13, Josh Simon, still on the hill for the Pilots. So Shahidi awaits the pitch, and that is outside for ball four. So Shahidi brings Will Hoke to the plate. Will Hoke has had his opportunities today, and he's now the tie run with two outs in the ninth inning. So Will Hoke, we're going to see, with a two-run lead, do you pitch to the most powerful hitter on the Pier Trappers? We'll see what Coach Matty Holum has sent in as a sign. And the pitch is inside and hits Will Hoke. Hits him on the ankle, that is the fifth hit by pitch in this ballgame. So Will Hoke, after Tyler Shahidi walks, Will Hoke is hit by a pitch on the ankle. And that's going to bring scheduled hitter Logan McKeever to the plate. Yes, he will hit. He was hit in the back by a hit by pitch. McKeever also has a strikeout looking and a strikeout swinging so far tonight. And there's a foul ball straight back. Just missed that one. Did McKeever. So two on, two outs. The tie run is now at first base. The lead run is at the plate in Logan McKeever. We've had a Trapper player ejected in this ball game. That pitch is low and outside as both runners are dancing around, but nobody is going to make a break. Again, umpire is calling timeout, and there's a pinch runner going into the game for Will Hoke. Again, Will, not the speediest player on the Trappers. And I'll get you the pinch runner here in just a moment. As that pitch is low for ball two. So it's 2-1 with two outs, two on. And in the game, speedy Tyler Seagraves in for Will Hoke as a pinch runner. And Josh Simon stops for a moment, turns around, and fakes a throw to second. Now he's back on the hill. And the pitch is low and outside for ball three. It's 3-1, two outs in the top of the ninth. Let's see if we can get some of that Trapper's magic. And there's a ground ball that takes a slow hop, but the throw to first is in time to get McKeever. So the Trappers leave two runners on in the ninth inning and lose this ball game by two runs.